真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
This is the day I've been looking forward to.
期待咗好耐噶啦。
We have been preparing all week with laying the foundation to get to the final point where it comes together and where networks can be launched to truly empower people.
成个礼拜我哋都系做咗一啲基础嘅工作，每一份嘅工作咧都指向今日努力嘅成果，建立一啲嘅网络。
In your situation, there are really three kinds of networks that are going to be launched.
在我们香港的环境当中呢，我们可以去开展三种网络。
The first is the New Church Incubator.
第一个网络是新堂培育所。
This one is designed for new churches that are getting ready to birth.
这个网络呢是特别为做新堂而设计的。
And so the church planters and their teams, and the church planting team would gather together from several new churches so that they could encourage each other and learn from each other.
几间堂会里面他们的职堂工作者以及他们的职堂队伍就是在一起。
And they would each be starting their own church.
每一个堂会咧，佢哋都会开始佢哋嘅新堂嘅。
And so there can be anywhere from 3 to 5 in a network.
所以喺呢个网络当中可以有3至5个堂会。
I've done networks as much as 7, but that is a little bit much.
我都试过有7个堂会有埋一齐，但系咧就可能太多啦。
But to be a network, it has to have at least 3.
但系要组成一个网络咧，最少要有3间堂会。
So the goal there is starting a healthy church.
目标就是建立一些健康的堂会。
Another network we have is the Parent Church Network.
第二个网络是叫做母堂网络。
The Parent Church Network clusters 3 to 5 parent churches together.
母堂网络呢会组合3至5个的母堂。
And the goal is not to have just one new church get started.
目标呢就是要不单止有一个新堂成立。
But to have each one of the churches plant a new church.
而是呢就是每一个新成立的堂会呢都要去植堂的。
So let's say we are networking 3 parent churches together.
所以假设有3个母堂是组合。
Each one would be making a commitment to start at least one new church themselves.
而每一个母堂呢本身都要发展一个新堂。
Oh, thank you.It makes the picture better, doesn't it? And so these would be, the parent church network would be here, inside of this circle.
所以圆圈里面呢就是那3间的母堂的网络了。
And the new churches would be a part of a new church incubator.
所以那3个新成立的堂会呢就会另外组成一些叫做新堂培育所网络。
Because the network has a particular focus.
因为每一个网络呢都应该有一个清晰的焦点。
And the focus is described by the first word, the parent church network.
而那个的焦点呢就是啲大草字母表达的。
Means it's for the parent church.
是特别给母堂。
The new church incubator.
是特别给新堂。
Is for the new church. You said that already. Good. He's already ahead of me.The first pilots we did of the parent church network were very interesting.
我们首先做那个呢就是母堂网络呢就是很有趣味的。
Initially, we had 6 churches make a commitment to say in the next 18 to 24 months, we would start at least one new church.
咁我哋開始嘅時候咧，有6個堂會，大家咧決定喺未來嘅12至18個月裏邊咧開始分堂。
After a couple of months, 2 churches dropped out.
兩個月之後，兩間堂流失啦。
They were the largest of the churches.
佢哋係相當大嘅，最大嘅教會嚟嘅。
They were the superstar churches in the denomination.
響我哋嘅宗派裏邊咧，佢哋係啲屬於超級堂會。
And curiously, I found that the superstar churches in general are not as good at church planting.
後來我發現咧，就係嗰啲超級教會咧，喺直堂事工上面咧，唔係咁有進取嘅。
They get distracted with other things.
因為佢哋被其他事情去纏身。
The 4 that were left.
剩翻落嚟嘅四間堂會。
In the next 12 months.
響後來嘅12個月。
Started 5 new churches.
一共開始咗5個新嘅堂會。
One of the churches had twins.
其中一個堂會是孖生的。
And they started 2 churches.
他們就是發展了兩個堂會。
So in 1 year's period of time, they went from 4 churches to 9 churches.
在一年的時間呢，本來4個堂會就變成了9個堂會。
The power of the network is this.
網絡的威力在乎。
Had they not had the network,
如果他們沒有網絡，
only one new church would have been started.
只有一個堂會是會出現。
Because there was one of the churches there that was going to do it anyway, and they would have done it with or without the network.
因為咧，嗰個有負擔直堂嘅堂會咧，有冇網絡咧，佢哋都會去直堂嘅。
But because of the network, instead of getting just one new church, they got 5 new churches.
就係因為有咗呢個網絡咧，就係由一個有負擔直堂嘅堂會咧，佢哋影響其他嘅堂會咧，結果直出5個堂會。
The power of a network is very exciting.
呢一個嘅網絡嘅威力咧，係令人好興奮。
And so you can see that there's a connection between the parent church network and the new church incubator.
所以大家睇到咧，就係母堂嘅網絡同埋新堂網絡嘅關係。
But you know, you take a look at most of the churches here in Hong Kong, and you say, well, they're not ready to be parent churches yet.
如果我哋睇香港嘅情況咧，我哋會問，唔係好多教會咧係準備好做母堂。
And don't forget my definition of a healthy church.
唔好忘記我對健康堂會嗰個定義。
A healthy church is one that's growing and in the process of reproducing other churches.
一個健康嘅堂會咧，就係不斷嘅成長，目標就係要去繁殖一個新堂。
So there's a need for another network.
所以我哋有需要咧，就係建立第三個網絡。
We could call it the healthy church network.
我哋叫做健康堂會網絡。
And the Healthy Church Network is focused on strengthening existing churches.
健康堂會網絡咧，目的咧就係加強我哋本身嘅堂會。
Now, when you become healthy, guess what you can do?
所以你可以想象，如果呢個堂會係健康嘅話咧，你會做乜咧？
You can join a parent church network and start reproducing.
咁你就可以參與嗰啲母堂網絡咧，就準備增殖。
In fact, by this diagram, a church does not become healthy until it does start reproducing other churches.
所以定義嚟講咧，一個堂會如果佢唔能夠去發展新堂嘅話咧，佢唔可以做健康嘅堂會。
So the graduation out of a healthy church network is to graduate into a parent church network.
所以健康堂會咧，好自然咧就會升級成為一個母堂。
And out of the parent church network, you'll have new churches starting that need the network for themselves to help them to be started.
然後咧，由母堂嘅網絡咧，再升值咧，就係去到一啲嘅新堂網絡。
And as the new churches develop, they need to be in their own kind of healthy church network.
當新堂發展嘅時候咧，佢哋本身都要成為健康嘅堂會。
In the U.S., we call that the new church network.
喺美國咧，健康堂會網絡咧，叫做新堂網絡。
Because if you start the church in a healthy way, you don't have to deal with all the problems that the existing churches have.
如果你嗰個新堂咧係健康嘅發展咧，你就唔需要有啲歷史包袱去處理。
So the passing through the healthy church network is very quick because they can move into the parent church network.
所以呢個健康堂會網絡咧係一個好短嘅階段，好快咧就可以去到母堂網絡裏邊啦。
So you see how it's a system type approach that increases the capacity for a greater harvest.
所以我哋睇到呢一個嘅系統咧，點樣有助提升我哋嗰個嘅莊稼嘅容量
？What networks help you to do is they help you to do what it is you know God has called you to do.
这个网络可以帮你做什么呢？就是帮你做到上帝期望你要做的。
When I was pastoring, jogged for 11 years.
当我是
I jogged several mornings a week for 11 years.
Okay, 过去11年的时间呢，我每星期都有跑步的时间。
The reason I was able to stay faithful is because I had a jogging partner.
为什么我能够持续不断的去跑步呢？因为有个拍档。
Where I live in Los Angeles, it does not rain too often.
洛省咧唔会落雨嘅。
Yet when the alarm would go off, ignore that. Okay, when the alarm would go off very early in the morning, I would always imagine that it was raining outside.
当嗰个闹钟响嘅时候咧，咁我就觉得出边会唔会落雨咧
？Because I didn't really want to get up.
原因就我唔想起身啫。
And if it was raining, the track would be too muddy to be able to run on.
如果落雨嘅话咧，嗰啲路就好泥泞咧，就好难去跑步。
But then I would come to my senses and realize, no, it's not raining.
跟住咧我就恢复清醒，就话唔系落雨嘅。
And I realized if I didn't show up at the track at 6 o'clock in the morning, that I would have to call my friend John later on and apologize for not coming.
然后我就跟住有一个意识咧，就不如打电话俾个老友话唔嚟啦咁。
And so I would get up and go to the track, and then after I did that, I'd be glad that I did.
然后咧就系最后咧都挣扎起身去跑步啦。咁啊去到跑步嘅时候咧就冇后悔。
But there were many mornings when I was not motivated on my own to get up and do that.
好多时我就冇呢一个嘅动力咧自己去做嘅。
And so I got up because I didn't want to disappoint John.
我起身咧就唔想令到对方失望。
Now, if you would talk to John, there would be many mornings that he was getting up because he knew that I was going to be there.
当你听阿 John 嗰边嘅故事，你会发现咧，就系佢好多时能够起身咧，就因为唔想令我失望。
And he didn't want to call to apologize for not showing up.
其实佢唔想打电话俾我话对唔住咯，唔能够嚟啊。
If we would have just talked to each other, we could have stayed in bed.
如果我哋一齐倾嘅时候咧，就发现系咁。
That, in a very simple illustration, is the power of a network.
这个就是一个很简单的举例，网络可以发挥的功效。
For instance, in a parent church network, when the churches gather together and they say, this is what we believe God wants us to do.
所以当这个母堂网络的同工坐在一起的时候，我们就说，这个是上帝要我们做的工作。
Which church wants to come back to the next meeting being the only one that didn't follow through on what they said God wanted them to do?
咁然后第二次翻嚟嘅时候咧，就唔好意思话呢个唔系上帝同我哋讲噶啦。
So like jogging partners, it'll help them to stay on focus.
所以好似嗰个嘅跑步嘅老友记咁样咧，就系互相鼓励，留喺呢个网络当中。
The same dynamic is true in the new church incubator.
喺一个新堂嘅网络当中嘅动力一样。
And also the healthy church network.
喺健康堂会网络嘅动力亦都系一样。
Now, here's the summary of what a network looks like.
一个的网络的概括可以这样去简单表达。
You can draw a triangle.
好像一个三角形。
It's an equilateral triangle, all the same.
等边三角形。
In the center, you have prayer.
中间呢，我们有祷告。
The prayer is the foundation and the center point of a network.
祷告是网络的基础。
On one side of the triangle, we have relationships.
三角形的一边呢，就是关系。
And there's a support and encouragement that comes from pastor to pastor, from lay leader to lay leader.
牧者间、信徒间可以有互相的支援。
The other part of the network is the skill training.
第二边咧就系技巧嘅训练。
And in fact, this afternoon we're going to give you a chance to experience a little bit of a network meeting.
今日晏昼咧，我哋会有啲嘅实习，呢一个网络嘅实况系点样嘅
？And we have a very fun exercise for you to do.
有好多好有兴趣嘅练习可以做嘅。
So you can look forward to that after lunch.
所以譬如晏翻嚟咧，就唔好走人啊。
But it'll be a surprise.Then the foundation of the network is the coaching.
原来这个网络的第三边也是一个基础，就是教练。
The coaching forms the base on which everything else is built.
所有这个网络的事情都是建立在教练的基础上面。
And the coaching is the most important component.
教练呢，就是一个最重要的成分。
That's why we spent all day yesterday trying to help sharpen your coaching skills.
所以昨天我们用了一天的时间呢，就去分享这个教练的技巧。
In our second session this morning, we're going to even come back and deal with how do you find coaches?
原来我们跟着那堂呢，就要问我们怎样找这些教练出来呢？
How do you raise them up? How do you equip them?
怎样去培育装备教练呢？
So when we talk about church planting networks,
所以当我们讲直堂网络的时候，
keep in mind that we're talking about all three components.
不要忘记我们讲这三类的网络。
And the principles for the networks are true regardless of what the particular focus of the network is.
所以无论你的网络的焦点是什么，那个原则是适用的。
That's why this morning I want to make sure that you understand very, very clearly the fundamental principles of networks.
所以今早其实很想大家明白网络的一些基本的原则。
Now we're ready to by that way, by way of introduction, we're ready now to start the notes.
那些是刚刚是简介来的，现在我们可以看笔记了。
In the notes, they refer to church planting networks.
就在我们今天的笔记呢，就是有效的直堂网络，请大家揭去那张蓝色纸之后。
And I'm defining them, including all three components.
当我讲直堂网络的时候呢，我是讲这三类的网络。
Because in my understanding of the church, to think of cultivating a healthy church without having that church get involved in the church planting process is totally inconceivable to me.
如果我们说一个堂会是健康而不想这个堂会将会直堂的话，是很难想象的。
It is the nature of the church to grow and reproduce.
一个堂会的本质呢，就是要去成长和去繁殖。
And healthy churches multiply.
健康的堂会呢，会去繁殖的。
Unhealthy ones don't. It is as simple as that. Unhealthy ones don't.
如果不健康呢，就不会去繁殖。
Now,The definition of a church planting network is written out on your notes.
个定义咧已经系写低咗喺笔记嗰度啦。
It provides a supportive relationship and training for leadership teams of 3 to 5 churches.
直堂嘅网络咧就系提供支援性嘅关系，以及喺新筹孕育期间嘅头两年咧，就去为三至五间嘅堂会咧，就系有嗰个领袖嘅对公。
Did you read it all?
Yeah.
Great. Now, why do a network?
点解要网络呢？
What do you think are the benefits of doing a network?
网络有咩嘅好处呢？
There are many of them.
有好多嘅。
And we'll give you a chance to think about that in a moment.
等一阵咧，就俾机会大家去反省。
Now, what are the core values of networks?
网络嘅核心取向有乜嘢呢？
For number one, that prayer is foundational.
第一咧就系祷告系基础。
In the networks that we run, we give at least 30 minutes to prayer during the network meeting.
喺网络嘅聚会当中咧，我哋最少用30分钟时间祷告。
Not just talking about prayer, but praying.
唔系系讲系有关祈祷，而系真系祷告嘅。
You know, so often you go to a prayer meeting and they talk about prayer, then they pray very little.
一般嘅祷告会咧，就系30分钟讲祈祷，只用3分钟祈祷。
What we want in the networks is to actually pray.
我们想我们的网络真的是祈祷的。
Secondly, that evangelism is a priority.
第二就是报道是有优先。
When we talk about starting new churches, we don't want churches simply to grow by the transfer of Christians from other churches to go there.
所以当我们讲开新堂的时候，我们不想那些会友是转会入来的。
That's really not advancing the kingdom of God if you simply grow through the transfer of others.
整体来讲就是神的国没有增加到人数。
That's just rearranging the body of Christ.
只不过是重新去将肢体分配入不同的教会。
This part gets a little bit bigger and this part gets a little bit smaller.
你间大一点，我间小一点，这样。
The third core value is to equip planters and key leaders together.
第三个的要素呢，就是同时要装备直堂的同工以及主要的领袖。
This is a very, very important principle.
这个是一个很重要的原则。
I have discovered that if you simply train pastors, you don't have lasting effect.
我发现如果你主要训练啲同工咧，你冇一个持久嘅果效嘅。
Oh, in a few cases you will, but in the most part, it doesn't really have the impact that it could.
有例外，但是一般来讲就不能够产生一个的冲击。
You get the pastors all excited.
牧者很兴奋啊。
And they're not able to work with their board and their leaders to get them to come on with them.
但是不能够说服他们的堂会或者执事会。
And you have many pastors that have notebooks on their shelves.
你发现牧者呢，他们的书架有很多的研讨会记录。
Especially here in Hong Kong.
特别香港呢，就很多研讨会。
I have decided that Hong Kong is the seminar capital of the world.
我发现香港呢，就是全世界的研讨会的首都啊。
I have not come across a place that seems to have more seminars than Hong Kong.
我未见过香有其他地方好似香港有咁多研讨会嘅。
I don't know if I should congratulate you or if I should express my condolences.
唔知要恭喜大家咧，或者系要好悲伤同大家讲嘢。
So if seminars by themselves with pastors could do it, the job would have already been done.
如果系可以透过研讨会做得成功嘅话咧，香港嘅牧者应该好成功嘅。
The other side of the equation is maybe we need to equip the lay leaders.
第二方面咧，其实我哋要谂咧，就系嗰啲主要嘅领袖、信徒领袖。
And I find that conducting training for lay leaders is very exciting. They're always very excited to learn about stuff.
我又发现咧，就信徒嘅训练，佢哋好兴奋嘅。
And they get all excited, and then they go to their pastor and they share all their exuberance, and the pastor says, "Oh no, we can't do that."
然后佢哋去到牧者面前咧，牧者就话未必一定要咁做嘅。
So sometimes the pastors have trouble getting the lay leaders to come on board. Sometimes the lay leaders have trouble getting their pastors on board.
所以有时咧，就系牧者有异象，信徒又未必分享到，或者咧信徒有异象，牧者又未必分享到。
The solution is very simple.
答案好简单。
Put them both in the same room at the same time and give them the same training.
同一时间、同一地点将佢哋摆埋一齐啦。
And if you do that, you get maximum effect.
能够做到嘅话咧，产生最大嘅成果。
Because see, when you take a pastor goes through experience for a day or so, they come back changed.
如果能够将嗰啲嘅牧者系摆喺呢啲一日训练里边咧，佢哋之后咧就会有改变啦。
But the people need the same kind of experience to be able to be changed themselves.
但系嗰啲嘅信徒咧都需要同样经历过呢个过程咧，先至可以分享到呢个改变嘅。
That's why training that involves pastors and leaders together is most effective.
所以最有效的训练就是把牧者和信徒领袖放在一起。
The fourth thing is personal wholeness and holiness we value. That what we're becoming in Christ is more important than what we're doing, because our doing flows out of our being.
第四方面就是个人健康及圣洁，个人的成长、个人的圣洁和你所做的事呢，就是个人圣洁。成长是更加重要，因为你的生命是怎样，你做的事就是怎样。
And finally, we value starting churches that will reproduce.
第五个的价值取向就是要肯定一些可以有再生能力的堂会。
Now, you notice there's a couple of reflection questions.
有两条反省的问题。
Like to give you 2 minutes to think about it.
请你们用两分钟去反省。
And then we'll get a chance to have you cluster together and share.
然后我们就可以分小组大家分享。
The reason why we're going so slowly here is because I want to make sure that you understand the fundamental principles, so that when you establish networks, that the genetic code is right.
我用多啲嘅时间喺呢度咧，就希望大家真系可以掌握到呢啲直堂嘅基本嘅原则，以至到我哋讲呢个网络嘅时候咧，我哋嗰啲嘅遗传因子咧系啱嘅。
So reflect on the two points that are there.
所以我哋用少少时间咧，反省呢两个嘅问题。而家
，take a look at page 2。
请大家翻开第二页。
Which of the benefits did you identify that I've listed? I just listed 7. I'm sure you could come up with many more.
嗱，我列咗七个嘅益处出嚟，咁你哋究竟揾到几多同我啲相同，或者系多过我所揾到嘅
？It allows you to equip multiple people at one time.
可以咧帮助你同一时间咧去装备更多嘅人啦。
You can really help maximize results.
可以去提升嗰个成果啦。
And it will be a very effective in building a movement.
建立一个运动嘅时候咧，可以成为一个有效嘅运动啦。
And keeps people on track.
使到人咧可以喺正轨上面行走啦。
What other benefits did you come up with?
你所谂到嘅好处仲有冇其他咧
？In your groups.
大家不需要是说出来。合一 unity
yes. It's a little hard to hear, so we won't pulse the group. Let's push on to page 3.
第三页。
This is a very important page to reflect upon of what makes a network work.
这个呢是有小组这个的网络怎样去运作呢，是一个很重要的反省。
It's the coaching relationships that drive the network.
是教练的关系呢，在这个网络能够运作。
The coaching is the foundation.
教练是整个网络的基础。
That's the Barnabas function of coming alongside to help empower people.
是巴拿巴那种的作用呢，就是与你同行帮助你。
So the network is not like a little seminar.
所以网络呢，不是另外一个的研讨会。
Although there is some training that goes on.
虽然在网络里面有某一个程度的训练。
The second key is that the peer relationships of pastors or church planters to each other provides a very supportive environment.
第二呢，就是网络里面牧者和信徒之间彼此的关系呢，是提供一个支援的作用。
And so it's always encouraging when you're dealing with a particular problem to find out that somebody else is dealing with the same problem.
所以当你发现你有问题，其他人有同样的问题的时候呢，你发觉你不会很孤单，有鼓励。
Because especially new church planters, they think they're the only ones that deal with this issue.
因为很多时那些新堂的同工呢，就往往都以为是全世界只有一个人面对这些问题的。
But in fact, church planters deal with many of the same problems.
但其实呢，就所有新堂的同工呢，所遇到的问题呢，都很类似的。
Pastors of potential parent churches deal with a lot of the same problems.
母堂那些同工呢，也都面对同样的问题。
Pastors that are helping one of their church to become healthy and start growing and reproducing face the same kind of problems.
在健康同屋网络里面的同工呢，也都会发现他们是面对同类的问题。
The third key is that supportive prayer is a vital part of each network meeting.
第三个要素呢，就是那个祷告呢，是一个重要的支援的因素。
In our practice, we give 30 minutes to prayer, as I mentioned before.
在我们的习惯当中呢，我们用30分钟来祷告。
And so we have the coaching, the relationships, we have prayer, and skills provides the focus to the meeting so that the coaching and relationships can happen.
所以在个三个营里面，你看到那个的关系啊、教练啊、这个的技巧训练啊，加上祷告呢，就构成了整个的所谓教练的关系了。
The training, number five, the training is done in what we call an adult learning style.
那个训练的模式呢，是一个成人学习的模式。
Rather, we don't focus on teaching people as much as helping them become learners.
我哋嗰个情况呢，要为咗要佢学习，我哋唔系净系要教佢。
In a good network meeting, the longest presentation you would make would be 10 minutes at any one time.
喺一般嘅网络聚会当中，最长嘅讲授呢，唔应该超过10分钟。
You'll notice that this afternoon when we do our exercise and do our sample training session.
今日下昼你哋就可以去睇到我哋点样去示范呢一个嘅内容。
That the presentation will be very brief.
讲授咧系好简单。
And you will learn by doing an activity that will be a lot of fun.
然后你哋学习咧系透过一啲嘅活动嚟学习嘅。
And so there's many different ways to do that kind of process.
有好多唔同嘅方法咧可以进行呢一个嘅学习。
That's why throughout this week I've even been using times for discussion and interaction because learning happens better when you have a chance to process it.
所以整个礼拜你会发现我俾好多机会大家去分享，因为咧透过呢个分享嘅过程咧，我哋可以学习。
So these are the five key principles.
所以以上咧就系讲五个主要嘅因素。
Or the five key ingredients we could call it.
或者五个主要嘅原则。
Now reflect on it just for a couple minutes. Which of the following areas above would be most challenging for you as you think about implementing networks?
大家呢就用少少时间有啲嘅反省，当你要去实践呢个网络嘅时间，咁以上呢就系边啲嘅原则呢系最具挑战性。
关于网络嗰度，我哋想问问阿福，就系、是。
OK， 冇啦，留翻俾阿龙先。我想问阿 Bob 咧，就关于嗰个 network 嘅问题，就喺香港嗰个处境里边，系首先 start with 呢个嘅 PCN， 然后就再做 NCI。因为我谂喺嗰个步骤里面，唔可能一同一时间我哋可以开咁多个网络。而其中一个更加 critical 嘅一个问题，就如果我哋开始嘅时候系首先系 work with PCN， 咁究竟系揾边啲人嚟去 coach 嗰班嘅？而讲呢个 coaching relationship 系喺个 PCN 里面系好重要嘅时候，边个去 coach PCN 嗰啲嘅牧者咧？即呢度就变咗系一个嘅，又系另一个嘅问题啦。咁所以我就想 book 喺呢方面咧，会唔会系多少少咧，同我哋讲嗰个实际嘅嗰个嘅步骤
？Okay, the question was, how do you find the coaches? And the answer is very simply that we're going to deal with that in a whole session before lunch.
你嘅答案咧，我哋饮完茶翻嚟就会处理啦。
But the fact that you're asking that question is very good.
但你能够问这个问题呢，表示你很醒目。
It means you understand the essence of what we're talking about.
因为你已经明白了我们整个系统的中心。
想问一个问题，就是呢，那些 parent church network， 我问他怎么想，跨越宗派行不行的呢？即是如果跨越宗派，不同宗派一起搞的，有什么好处呢？有咩唔好嘅咧？如果我好想有一个 plan church level 系四点啊，同一个钟拜或者唔同嘅钟拜，我点安排咧？点样处理咧
？Yeah, the question is, what are the advantages and disadvantages of starting, say, a parent church network with multiple denominations? The answer is, it works wonderfully well.
两者都得嘅。
In fact, from our experience, the interdenominational networks are always stronger and better than those networks that are within the same denomination. Always, without exception.
我哋嘅经验咧就系跨宗派嘅呢啲网络咧，往往嗰个嘅成果咧就系比响同宗派呢啲网络咧系更加有效。
And so, what you do in a interdenominational, you have a Baptist and say a Assembly of God.And a Christian Missionary Alliance, let's say.
譬如在一个这样的网络，有宣道会、浸信会、神召会的教会。
The Baptist Church helps to plant a Baptist Church.
浸信会就是直翻浸信会教会啦。
The Assembly of God helps to plant a Presbyterian Church. No.
神召会不会直长老会的。
And the Christian Missionary Alliance helps to plant another Christian Missionary Alliance.
宣道会直翻宣道会啦。
Each church reproduces after its own kind.
各从其类嘅去生产。
But the network, each of these churches will face the same kinds of issues.
嗰三间堂会咧都面对同样嘅问题嘅。
The reason, one of the advantages of doing interdenominational is that you may not have enough to be able to put all in one network, because you need at least three in a network.
这个嘅跨宗派嘅好处咧，就系同一个宗派你未必揾到个三间堂会，但系跨宗派咧你好容易揾到。
The second big advantage，
第二个嘅优点
，is that the churches seem to be on their better behavior when they are with different people from different groups。
喺唔同嘅人面前咧，大家都唔想失威噶嘛。
You know how that is. You will act one way within your own family。But you'll act in a more polite and more appropriate way outside of your family.
如果太過熟咧，你就會偷懶啦。如果唔係嘅話咧，你又唔可以衰得噶嘛。
So it'll help you stay on focus better.
咁啊，希望大家你掌握到嗰個好處。
One of the disadvantages is that you don't develop as much of a momentum sense within your own group because you don't have the rallying point of everybody's all together doing the same thing together.
嗰個唔好嘅地方咧，就係咁樣嘅組合咧，就係大家嗰種嘅向心力可能唔夠持久。
But you do have the advantage of rallying together the larger body of Christ to get the kingdom advanced, which I think has a good advantage. So don't be afraid of connecting with each other during these meetings to say, "Hey, I got one potential parent church here and." You know, you say, well, I got one that could do that, and I got one, and let's join together and form this. That would be a very powerful thing to have happen.
但如果从一个更大的观点神的国当中去推动来讲，那么跨宗派这个模式都可以行的。所以千万不要担心，就是在这里你识其他人他们都有共同兴趣，就是大家不如就一起做，其实可以一起做。
But when you start having a real movement happening, you'll have plenty of opportunity to have networks that are all your own churches, because there's so much to do. Everybody's going to be so busy just getting the harvest reached. That's a good thing too.
在一段时间之后，当这个运动真的成型的时候，你会发现就是为着庄稼的好处，我们可以一起做的。
Okay, probably have time for one more question.
问多题啊。
我想问一问，就是说中间那三间舞堂，它有一个 network， 那他们在直那三间的即是新堂呢，是不是都是那三间新堂又是一个 network 呢？即是这是即是不一定是外面那间，即是新堂那间 是一个 network。那么如果是的话呢，会不会有些时候呢，是三间的母堂和三间的子堂呢又聚在一起，即是又即是有没有这样的可能性，或者有没有什么好处？
The question for the English speakers is, when these parent churches give birth to the new churches, do these new churches have to be in the same network, or could they be a part of other networks? The answer to that question is, it really all depends, because the parent church network is making a commitment to say, in the next 18 to 24 months, we will give birth to a new church.Some of the churches are going to give birth much quicker. Others are going to be more delayed. And so you have to say, what's going to meet the needs of these new churches? If they come about the same time, then there's some advantage to having them cluster together, because there's kind of a part of an extended family. But if one of these churches gets ready to go very early and the other ones aren't ready, then it would be good to make sure this one gets into a network so it's cared for. I know it's a long answer, but you can summarize.
Okay, 就两个可能性都得，因为就是那些母堂网络聚会的时候，大家就承诺12至18个月之内去植一间新的堂。但是这个新堂出现可能会同时间出现，你就可以将它们组合一起。但如果不同时间出现的时候，那些新的堂就适宜去加入另外一些叫做新堂网络，所以很视乎就是那个新堂出现的时间。继续努力。
Page 4。
第四页。
I want to make sure that we understand some of the key roles inside of a network.
我想大家去明白这个网络里面不同角色的责任。
And want to define some terms so you understand what we're talking about.
那大家用的名词看看明白了。
One term is the term facilitator.
第一个名词呢叫做推动者。
And the role of the facilitator is outlined in your notes at the top of page 4.
推动者的角色大家可以在第四页的笔记里面找到。
Essentially, the facilitator is the one that leads the network meeting.
推动者的责任呢，就去带领这个网络的聚会。
And make sure that the coaching is happening.
要确保所有的教练事工呢，是进行。
Very often, the facilitator will also be coaching one or more of the participants in the network.
一般来讲，这个推动者同时会做教练的工作。
In that case, the facilitator would also be wearing the hat of a coach.
所以推动者是戴两顶帽，戴埋这个教练那顶帽。
But the reason why we separate the functions is to say the facilitator runs the network and sees to it that the coaching is happening.
我们将两个角色分开呢，因为推动者的主要的任务呢，就去带领整个的网络。
There's also a role for the planter or the pastor.
然后我们都看到一些的牧者，他们有他们的角色啦，一些直堂的同工呢，有他们的角色啦。
And the details are listed for you there, I won't read them to you.
笔记里面详细记载，所以我们不再提啦。
The other critical role is the role of the coach.
另外一个重要的角色呢，就是教练的角色。
It's important that the coach actually be a part of the network meeting.
教练呢，就需要出席网络的聚会。
Because in the network meeting, there's often the aha experiences that happen, and the coach needs to see that so there can be follow-up to be done.
因为通常在网络的聚会呢、所有的问题会浮现出来，所以教练掌握这些问题呢就可以有更好的教练。
So the coach is with the church planter and the key leaders during the network meeting, and then has opportunity in between the meetings to have an individualized, personalized appointment with the planter or pastor.
所以一个教练呢，就是从那些职堂的同工啊，或者教会主要的领袖一起出席这个网络聚会，然后呢，就在聚会之后呢，他能够提供一些个别的指导。
So for instance, in a new church incubator, typically the coach would have two contacts a month with the church planter.
所以一个新堂网络咁样嚟讲咧，一个教练每月最少同嗰个职堂同工有两次接触。
Once a month with the planter and the key leaders。
一次咧就要同嗰个职堂嘅同工同埋嗰啲教会嘅领袖喺埋一齐。
In the network meeting, and once a month in a personalized appointment with the, usually the planter and maybe with one or two other of the key leaders from that church plant。
另外一次嘅机会咧就个别约见嗰个同工或者加埋佢堂会嘅领袖。
So that's just when I use the term facilitator, the leader of the network, the one responsible to see to it that it all happens according to the principles. The coach is a specialized focus just on one or two of the church plants or the churches that are there.
所以一个嘅网络嘅推动者嘅责任就要带领整个嘅网络，而一个教练嘅角色咧，只系关心一两位嘅职堂同工以及佢嗰啲嘅平信徒领袖。
Whenever I've facilitated a network, I always get involved in coaching at least one.
每一次当我去开始一个嘅网络嘅时候咧，我同时会担任一两位同工嘅教练。
Because I like to avoid the danger of becoming irrelevant.
因为我都想避免嗰个推咗上神台咧，就乜都唔知啦。
So I always coach a handful of church planters all the time.
所以我常常咧都去。教练好几位嘅新嘅同工。
That way keeps me fresh.
可以令到我咧就常常保持有新鲜感。
On to page 5.
第五页。
Here's a suggested job description for a facilitator.
咁呢度咧系有推动者嘅工作范围。
The facilitator needs to embrace the vision for church multiplication or church planting movements.
推动者咧需要拥抱整个嘅职堂嘅概念。
And you want the facilitator to be a good coach.
你又好想呢个推动者成为一个好嘅教练。
The facilitator needs to be experienced at adult learning models.
推动者咧需要熟习成人学习嘅模式。
Facilitators that like to hear themselves talk are usually terrible facilitators.
推动者亦都成时想讲嘢。
In other words, over-talking is one of the best ways to kill a network.
如果你想谋杀你嗰个网络咧，讲多啲嘢啦。
Network by definition means relationship, connection, dialogue, interaction, adult learning.
网络基本上咧就是、用成人学习嘅模式咧，就是、彼此交通啊、分享啊、学习啊。
And so you see the responsibilities there.
所以我哋睇到呢、这个推动者嘅责任。
The number one responsibility is to raise up the coaches for the network.
第一个责任咧，就是、要为着你嘅网络咧去培育教练。
Then to recruit the participants.
然后咧去招募成员。
And make sure that the meetings are happening well.
确保聚会系按目的进行。
And make sure the coaching is happening.
令到嗰个教练嘅过程咧系进行。
And to provide ongoing training for the coaches.
然后呢就是培育更多的教练出来。
And seek to multiply the networks wherever possible.
致力有机会的时候就扩展这个网络。
There's a reflection there. I want you to take a minute to think about it. The bottom of the page.
用一分钟的时间去反省一个的问题。
Which ones would be most easily neglected? And if you neglected them, what would the results be?
想一想上述所提到的责任有哪一方面最容易受到忽略的呢？如果你忽略了的话呢，会产生什么的结果呢？
On to page number 6.
第六页。
We need to be through page 8 by 11:30.
11点半之前我们要讲完第八页的。
Here are 12 essential skills for facilitators.
我们有12个推动者的基本技巧。
First is to gain respect of church planters without depending upon positional authority to get it.
第一呢，就不需要靠这个职位的权威来赢取职堂工作者的尊敬。
Because of spiritual authority, because of relationship, because of competence.
是因为你那个的自信啊，你那个属灵的权柄啊，你那个的经验啊，去赢取这些尊重。
A second key skill is to provide a positive accountability and motivation for the coaches.
第二呢，就是提供一个问责的责任和动机。
Facilitators need to be great listeners.
推动者呢，需要是一个好好的聆听者。
Both individually as well as in a group setting.
在个人的关系啊，或者在小组的场面当中。
They need the skill of using a variety of small and large group activities to facilitate learning.
他们呢，需要用很多的活动去促进那个学习。
To be able to read the group or understand the group so they can adjust the pace accordingly.
能够去观察到这个小组他们的进度是怎样。
Present skill training information briefly and clearly.
很简洁的去将一些技巧表达出来。
Emphasis briefly.
很简洁的。
Don't overtalk.
不要讲太多。
Involve coaches and planters in the skill training and the case studies.
要将那些的技巧工作者其他的领袖呢，就是引进这个的学习训练的过程。
Apprentice future facilitators.
要去培育未来的推动者。
Handle conflict appropriately.
能够面有智慧处理冲突。
Move non-participants into appropriate participation.
将那些嘅唔喐嘅人推到个喐。
Help the coaches with the difficult cases.
嗰啲教练嘅其实暂时咧，你要帮佢处理。
And remove planters or coaches from the network when necessary.
然后呢，就去如果佢唔清晰咧，就将佢更换。
You may smile at that, but the fact of the matter is that sometimes you get somebody that doesn't need to be there.
有啲情况真系佢哋唔应该出现，佢哋出现咗。
In our first experiments with New Church Incubator, we had one planter that came, and we were doing the exercise you're going to do this afternoon.
在我们成立的那个新堂的培育所的网络当中呢，曾经有一个职堂工作者呢，就来到那呢，就是做我们晏昼做的那些练习。
And there's a little group of three people, and they were all working on the activity.
有三个人呢，就大家做那些练习。
And so their attention was focused this way.
大家都留意要做事。
Quite literally, this other guy was sitting in a chair looking this way, and he was a part of that group.
人就在那里，个心呢就在第二边。
I've never seen anything like this before.
我未见过咁嘅人嘅。
And I came over to him and said, "Hey, why don't you join the group?"
咁我就嚟问佢，喂，点解你一个人咁落单啊？
And he says, "Those people aren't listening to what I have to say."
咁佢就话，嗰班人都唔系听我讲嘢嘅。
Now this was in the early pilot stage, and so we were still experimenting with lots of things.
呢个阶段咧，就我哋最初去试验呢一个嘅新堂培育所嘅阶段。
I called up the supervisor of that church planter.
咁然後咧，我就召集咗呢一個網絡嘅監督。
And I told the supervisor, unless you personally come, and sit with this guy, I don't want this guy back in the meeting.
如果你唔嚟陪佢一齊上堂咧，我就係唔要呢個人上堂啦。
Within 2 months, he was out of church planting altogether.
兩個月之後咧，呢個人咧就離開咗直堂嘅工作。
So occasionally you have to deal with something like that. And I don't know how you would deal with that in a Chinese way.
咁啊，如果我哋中间出现呢啲人物，就点处理咧？吓咁啊，阁下治理啊。
I have no idea.
我都唔识得点帮你。
You just need to do it somehow.
如果你中意点做就点做啊。
2 minutes for reflection.
两分钟嚟反省。
Which skills do I have? Put smiley faces by those. Which ones do I need to develop?
有啲乜嘢有嘅技巧咧？整个笑嘅面喺旁边啦，咁。有啲乜嘢咧？继续需要发挥嘅咧，发展嘅咧。
These are the top 10 mistakes that facilitators make.
推动者嘅十大失误。
And it's listed in a countdown fashion.
咁咧就系用倒数嘅方式列出。
from number 10 down to number 1.
由第十項去到第一項。
So they get more serious as you go down the list.
越落呢就越嚴重嘅失誤。
Number 10 mistake is presenting network meetings as individual events rather than as a relationship and process that people continue in.
咁啊，第一個失誤咧，就係主動網絡嘅時候咧，就用個別嘅活動嚟睇咧，唔係睇重嗰個參與啊、投入啊、關係嘅建立啊。
These are not seminars. It's a part of a set of relationships, the holistic part that they tie together for a period of time to work with each other.
因為網絡咧唔係一個研討會，係個人得益，而係需要建立彼此之間嘅關係。
Number 9, I've mentioned several times already. Number 8.
第九就常提噶啦，而家第八。
Not involving spouses and key leaders effectively.
咁咧就冇让嗰啲配偶同埋主要领袖一齐参与。
Number 7, not taking time to prepare for network meetings.
第七未有足够时间以祈祷嘅心嚟去预备网络聚会。
Number 6, allowing planters who failed assessment to participate in network meetings.
第六容让未能够通过评估嘅职堂工作者参与网络聚会。
If a person simply doesn't have the skills to do the job, no amount of coaching and network is going to help them succeed.
如果个人嘅本质系唔适宜做职堂嘅话咧，你俾佢几多教练咧都系嘥气。
Now that's not to say that a person can't grow in, but the fact of the matter is that you need some basic stuff that's there. Otherwise, you can't do it for them. They've got to do it.
所以基本上个人要有咁样嘅质素，佢先至可以做成咁样嘅工作嘅。
Number 5 is one that I think you'll need to pay attention to here.
第五，我谂要用多啲时间嚟分享。
The New Church Incubator is designed primarily for the church that's maybe between 0 and 1 year, 2 years maximum.
这个新堂的网络那些的同工呢，就需要在这个堂由预备的时间一直至到最多是两年的时间，这样的同工去参加的。
A new church that's in year 3, 4, or 5has a whole different set of issues that they need to be wrestling with.
因为这个堂会成长到三年、四年、五年的时间，他们遇到的问题是很不同的问题。
So if you put a church planter who's in year 4 with one who's just starting out in the same network, it won't work.
如果你将一个在一个堂会嘅歷程裏邊進入第四年嘅同工，將佢擺埋成扎係新堂嘅同工嘅話咧，係好唔夾嘅。
Those that are 3 or 4 years out will dominate the discussion because of their pain, and the one that's just starting out won't get help.
咁然後咧，就係你會發現嗰個三四年年日嘅同工咧，佢就會支配曬成個討論嘅。
I know that some of you are going to violate that, and you're going to come back to me later and say, Bob, you were right.
我知道大家咧未必信我嘅，但系一段时间之后咧，你就会话阿 Bob， 你冇讲错嘅。
But I have yet to have anybody anywhere in the world who has successfully mixed those things.
即系
喺
我全世界经验咧，都未能够睇到，如果你将佢哋混杂一齐去训练嘅时候咧，会有成功。
So, if you want to see my scars later from doing that, I'll show it to you.
如果你想睇我啲伤痕咧，等一阵除衫俾你睇啊。
Number 4. Allowing coaches to skip participation in the network meeting.
容讓教練唔去參加網絡嘅聚會。
If there are coaches, they got to be a part of the whole process.
如果有教練嘅話咧，應該成為成個進程嘅一部分。
Number 3, ignoring the ongoing resourcing and accountability of church planter coaches.
第三就忽略咗職堂教練長線去提供資源同埋問責嘅責任。
Number 2, recruiting supervisors and pastors who are either too busy or not qualified for coaching.
第二就是招募一些太忙或者未符合资格的督导或者是牧者作教练。
And number one, launching them without the coaches.
第一就是没有教练就开始这些网络。
Which mistakes are you most likely to make?
你想想你最常犯的失误是什么呢?
What would be the result?
如果你犯了的话有什么后果呢?
I'll give you 1 minute.
一分钟你去反省。
Okay, now in answer to David's question from earlier,
咁咧就係、胡牧師問嘅問題咧，而家就係回答啦。
And an answer to the questions that you're all asking anyway。
然後其實都可能係你哋一齊想問嘅問題。
How do we raise up coaches？
我哋點樣去培育教練咧
？And to help us lead through this discussion,、it'll be more efficient if my Chinese face comes and gives the information。
為咗更有效去分享咧，我哋請阿趙牧師用廣東話分享。
So come on up, David, and share.
Thank you, Bukit. For those English speaking participants, please go upstairs. We have an English translation for you. Thank you.
我好中意咧，就同我细佬咧，有时候就用 email 嚟去通讯嘅，因为佢自己系个电脑嘅programmer。咁有一次咧，佢就送咗呢一个嘅故事俾我，咁我想讲俾你听先。咁呢个故事同问问题有关嘅，我讲完呢个故事之后，我就问问你哋问题噶。咁咧，佢就话咧，有一次咧，有一个嘅工程师咧，同埋有一个电脑嘅程式嘅人员咧，就一齐坐飞机。咁嗰个工程师咧就好攰，咁上落飞机之后咧，佢另一面佢想瞓觉，咁佢嗰个朋友咧就系嗰个嘅即系个电脑嗰个咧就嗰个工程师想瞓觉，嗰个电脑嗰个朋友咧就喺度同佢讲：喂，唔好瞓啦，我同你玩啲嘢得唔得啊？好攰啊，我一定要玩啊！咁佢唔得啦，玩啦，好容易嘅啫。就系点咧？我问你一个问题，你答我。如果你答到嘅时候，我俾$5你美金啊吓。如果你答唔到咧，你要俾翻$5美金。咁佢唔得啊，好攰啊，咁佢都冇兴趣。咁呢个嘅电脑嘅朋友咧，佢就话：咁啦，我哋玩啦，嗱，咁样啦。如果咧你答到啦，我俾$50美金俾你；你答唔到啦，咁你俾翻$5我。哇！咁呢次嗰个嘅工程师咧醒咯，咁正。咁佢就好啦。咁嗰个电脑嗰个人咧就问先，佢话：你知唔知道咧，由地球上到去月球翻落嚟有几远？哇！咁呢个嘅工程师咧，一粒声都冇出，就攞个荷包出嚟，就俾咗$5美金俾佢。咁佢而家到我啦，系咪？系到。咁佢就问咗呢个问题，佢就话咧：你知唔知乜嘢咧？上山嘅时候三只脚，落翻嚟嘅时候四只脚嘅。佢问完呢个问题之后咧，佢就好洒脱，另一面就瞓觉。咁呢个电脑嘅同朋友咧，就攞佢嗰部 notebook 电脑出嚟，就开始 check 佢嗰个嘅 encyclopedia， 佢个百科全书啦，查嚟查去。找不到，咁然后咧，佢就攞嗰个嘅飞机上面嗰个电话，佢插咗个 modem 咧，做 internet， 走去睇下咧美国嗰个 Library of Congress 里边抄啊，抄晒所有嘅嘢都找不到，咁佢开始心急啦，咁佢点算咧？佢就 send email 俾佢自己啲同事，一个钟头之后乜嘢都冇，咁佢叫醒呢一个嘅工程师，佢话：喂，$50，咁嗰个工程师攞咗之后咧，又翻去瞓觉。咁得，你要话俾我知系乜嘢嚟噶？呢个工程师攞个荷包出嚟，俾翻$5佢，然后翻去瞓觉。嗱，你哋争我$50啊！呢个故仔，想唔想玩啊？我而家问你啊，寻日嚟翻过嗰啲咧，一定要答到嘅。乜嘢系教练嚟噶？帮助人哋成功嘅人吓 ，OK， 我冇欠你钱嘅。嗱，教阿 Ben 想俾钱我。嗱，教练咧就系帮人成功嘅人，千祈唔好搞乱咗啦。教练咧唔系你嘅师傅，如果你做教练，你唔系做人嘅师傅，你做教练咧系做人哋，系帮人哋成功嘅人嚟噶。嗱，我哋今日咧就会讲讲点样去揾教练，但系去揾教练之前咧，我哋要稍微咧要提一提自己教练系乜嘢。咁就我想系未讲嗰样之前咧，同大家讲一讲咧，即系喺我哋今日呢个嘅讲座啦，我哋叫跨世纪堂会爆炸嗰样嘅嘢咧，我哋而家讲紧去到21世纪，因为21世纪咧，我哋讲到教会嘅领袖咧，其实有三样嘢咧，我哋系要留心咧，即系好多人而家都讲紧咧，要跨世纪嘅教会领袖咧，系同呢个世纪嘅唔同嘅。但系呢个世纪嘅教会领袖第一样成日关心系咩咧？教会增长 （church growth）。跨世纪嘅领袖咧，就系讲咩啊？你哋听过好多次噶啦，喺呢个讲座里边 ，church health， 教会嘅健康。我哋以前成日讲教会增长，而家系应该讲教会健康嘅。去到下一个世纪嘅时候。第二咧就我哋都讲过好多次啦，就系呢个嘅世纪咧，我哋时时讲话异象与乜嘢啊使命。我哋其实好多异象，好多使命嘅。有啲人话咧，如果有10% 嗰啲异象使命真系实行咗出嚟啦，今日嘅教会已经唔同晒啦，呢个世界都唔同晒。所以跨世纪嘅领袖咧，系睇呢啲嘢嘅时候，就唔再睇异象使命嘅，系睇异象使命行动啊。Do something.
我哋成日话神咧俾异象我多到不得了，多到你好似有我哋有发梦又有异象，然后有好多使命，但系冇人做嘅。所以而家我哋讲到 action， 即系将以前嗰啲使命啊、异象啊，有 20% 你肯做出嚟啦，落实地去做咧，已经好唔同啦。嗱，呢个已经同我哋呢个讲座带有一个关系啦。你知道我想同你哋讲咩？就系有 action， do something about it， 即系唔好净系听咯。好啦，第三样嘢啦。第三样咧，我哋过去咧就呢、這个世纪咧就系咧啲嘢越前卫、越新、越复杂就越正，即系有咩新嘢，有咩新嘅料俾啲我。嗱、這个就好似我哋而家嘅做领袖嘅嗰个方式，有咩新嘅料？有时候咧就越精同埋咧越肯啊，系自己各门各派嘅嘢就唔肯攞出嚟嘅，系啲 specialized 好特别嘅，你要我嚟教你先得嘅。嗱，跨世纪嘅领袖咧。就是越简单同埋越可以 reproduce 嘅，可以再生嘅。好简单然后可以俾人攞咗嘅时候呢，佢哋自己可以去用嘅。嗱，点样去睇呢？有时候我同啲同工，我第一日第二日嘅时候已经分享过嚟嗰啲呢就知啦。有时候我带我啲同工呢去睇戏。咁点解要睇戏呢？有时候有啲戏就係呢，好多时候呢电影呢就是而家嗰啲人咧，想 project 佢将来，佢哋嘅心里边想将来系点，或者想透过里边咧，亦都讲出佢哋心里边一啲嘅感受。咁我嗰日同你哋讲嗰套戏咧，今日都会再讲，讲嗰套《天杀》啊，《Independence Day》。咁咧嗰日同你哋讲咧就嗰个总统嘅特色啦。咁佢嗰啲外星人嚟侵袭，佢自己咧里边嗰班嘅叻嘅人咧，行行揾唔到答案。佢敢去揾一个咧，佢以前嘅情敌，然后喺外边咧，唔系佢白宫里边嗰班嘅智囊团，吓、这个好特别啊！佢敢去外边揾一个人翻嚟，好多时候外边嗰啲咧，喺嗰啲边缘嗰啲咧，佢哋俾我哋嗰啲意见好多系好重要嘅，我哋唔好唔记得啦，我哋曾经有时间都系喺嗰啲边缘嗰度。咁然后最特别嘅嘢咧，就系咧，当佢得到个方法，点样去攻打呢啲外星人嘅时候，如果你哋有睇过嗰套戏咧。你就会留心咧，佢叫晒佢哋所有嘅嗰啲啊通讯员，就将嗰个嘅消息做咩事咧？系发放去全世界所有嘅国家嗰度，因为所有嘅国家都受咗呢个外星人侵袭。但有冇人留心到咧？佢用乜嘢方法将个信息传递啊？用摩士密码最原始嘅通讯嘅 code。点解佢用摩士密码？系人都识噶嘛？最简单嘅，唔使你去再去睇攞本 manual 出嚟。吓、啊，美国用嗰啲通讯系用咩？我哋要拆咗佢嗰啲嘅 code。佢用啲最简单嘅方式。佢就因为点解？佢要全世界嘅国家个个遇到呢个困难嘅时候，个个都得到嗰个答案。最简单嘅方法，唔使再去查噶啦，去搞掂。但呢个系一个咧，我哋今日咧，如果讲到教会复兴嘅时候咧，我哋一班唔同宗派领袖要有呢种嘅睇法咧，就系、是、一个嘅属灵嘅嗰个更新里边咧，一个叫 spirit of generosity， 一种好慷慨嘅心咧，就系、是、当我哋知道有啲嘢嘅时候咧，我哋用最简单嘅方法嚟到话俾第啲人知，等个个都可以学咗，然后咧出嚟一齐打呢场嘅仗。嗱，呢个咧就我哋一路想讲俾大家知啦。讲到教练嘅时候咧，就系一个简单嘅一个嘅系统，一个可以 reproducible， 各个文化里边都可以攞出嚟用嘅。啊，咁就讲完戏啦，咁啊讲翻正题。嗱，我讲翻正题去解释俾你听咧，即系我自己一个经历咧，就系旧年十月嘅时候，我去嗰个嘅 LA 附近啊，喺洛杉矶去参加 Bob 咧。我哋讲完之后，那个主要讲员咧，佢咧就有一个一年一次俾我哋所有系用佢呢啲系统嘅人咧，就聚集嘅，即系一个分享，一个 update， 就大家再去学嘢啊，或者交通下我哋个经历。咁咧，我嗰次去咧，成个嘅大会咧，同我第一二次去唔同。第一二次去嘅时候有百几人去，嗰次去咧得二十几个人。咁我又同佢另一个同工倾，我话你系咪好失望啊？佢话 yes and no。点解佢话佢好失望呢？因为人数出嚟嘅好少嚟，但系佢话又唔系失望，原因咧就系咧，佢话我预咗系咁噶啦。我哋点解咧？因为咧，我哋嗰个系统简单到啦，个个人可以用咗一两年之后，佢哋自己识得啦，唔使再翻嚟再去学嘢啦嘛。你明唔明我哋讲紧乜嘢？ 就是简单 reproducible， 学咗嘅时候你唔需要成日翻嚟咧，要去揾呢个师傅或者唔需要嘅，唔需要嘅。所以呢个世纪跨世纪咧，就可以将啲好复杂嘅嘢简化到咧，得翻几样嘅嘢可以大家背咗嘅。嗱，我哋今日咧讲翻呢一个嘅教练嘅时候，要揾人啊，点解要揾到好嘅教练呢？原因咧就系咧，我哋喺度今朝早一路讲呢啲唔同嘅系统咧，呢啲嘅系统如果我哋冇教练去配合咧，冇一个系统可以做到嘅。呢、这个教练咧就系呢啲系统嘅魂灵魂嚟嘅。记住就系教练系使到对方成功，你唔系做紧人哋嘅老师，你唔系做紧一个识晒啲嘢去教人。你是去帮那个对方呢，你那个直堂的同工，如果用直堂同工那个系统去讲的时候呢，是使他能够成功的。所以如果我们明了教练这个的概念，而我们不实行这个教练的那个方式呢，你根本不用讲这个系统，没得做的。这些系统的灵魂呢，就在那班的教练里面。那到底那班教练做什么呢？我们看第九页那里，很简单去帮你们温习一下昨天讲过的。第一二点呢，是通常我们都最容易做最常做的。第一样呢，它那里叫联系，英文呢叫 relate， 是讲到那个关系上面的、那个 relationship。你还记得我们讲到呢，做教练里面有三个环节是最重要的，哪三个？个人那方面，然后呢那个的工作侍奉的处境，然后呢第三关系。但这个是三个最主要的就是地方，我哋要留心啦。呢、这个第一样咧，就系讲到嗰个关系上边咧，我哋要关系佢嘅事工啦，佢嘅个人啦，同埋教练对嗰个对象嘅嗰个关系。呢三样系紧紧嘅构成一个好嘅教练嘅系统。但系呢个系第一步嚟嘅。嗱，第二步咧就系教练要做嘅嘢咧，就帮嗰个对象系反省啫。反省啲乜嘢咧？如果睇里边咧，你而家进度点？你嘅问题要问得好啦。你而家嘅困难喺边一度？好的教练，昨天我们一路讲的就是一个懂得问问题的人。然后最好问问题呢，就不要问啲为什么你这样做。昨天已经讲过了，你问啲 why 这个字呢，很多时候呢就是一个好像审判式的文化，就 judgmental。就令到对方答你的时候呢，有时候智慧很 defensive 的。为什么你问我 why？ 即是好像问到我动机这样。我们应该懂得问一啲第二啲嘅方法，用为什么，即系用 what， 即系你解释俾我听，点解你会咁样，即系咁样嚟到做，用啲好嘅方法，同埋俾咗99条你哋嚟到去参考，所以冇嗰啲笔记噶啦，可以嚟到同人哋借翻吓。好啦，呢两样系最容易嘅做教练，但系做教练最重要嗰三样喺下边落嚟啦。你知唔知好多时候啲童工咧？在侍奉上面开始有问题出现，不是他们没有恩赐，不是他们不懂得怎样做，不是他们没有一个意象，不是他们没有一个方向，是他们开始做什么事？失了那个焦点。做教练最需要做的事就是其中一样，帮他们翻回去教回好个焦点。你没有教他怎样做，你是帮他教焦而已，再重新去对回好个焦点。那就是优先的次序行动的方案，那个叫 refocus。所以好简单啫，你系帮佢 refocus 啫，你帮佢扭好个镜头。跟住咧就系 resource 资源。我同埋讲一个最简单嘅嘢，你可以帮你嗰个对象咧，就系将十本最影响你一生嘅书叫佢睇。当然唔系一次我叫佢睇晒。你每一两个月俾一本书，佢话呢本书对我某一方面好有影响嘅。嗱，呢个就叫 resourceful。如果你要做教练咧，特别喺直堂上面咧。呢度系一本书，咁你呢本书，呢本书好 resourceful， 我哋自己熟咗佢。咁有本教练嘅手册，第二课系讲到点样去计划或者意象嘅，咁你可以睇嗰度，即系诸如此类啦，要 resourceful。咁啊，最后嗰样嘢要有 response， 要有回应嘅。咁就做教练最惨就系冇回应，佢讲完好多嘢俾你知，到底你听到啲咩嘢啦？或者有啲乜嘢实际嘅嘢，我哋可以建议出嚟啦。那个就是回应。咁所以呢，做教练呢是嗰五个 R， 大家知道我哋嘅角色系咩。最紧要记住呢，我哋系嗰个支援小组嚟㗎。支援小组。我记得啦，我大概十一月嘅时候，加拿大有一啲嘅工潮啊，加拿大最叻系咩呢？罢工。乜都罢工嘅，罢完呢样就罢嗰样。咁十一月嘅时候呢，有两间主要嘅购物商场呢大罢工，罢咗几个礼拜。咁我哋去到嗰啲地方买嘢，即係佢删咗啦。咁然后呢佢哋再开返嘅时候呢， 因为呢佢哋罢工嘅缘故呢，支援佢哋嗰啲嘅公司，譬如话牛奶咁嗰啲牛场嗰啲呢，就冚唪停晒工，跟住停晒。头嗰几日佢哋开工嘅时候，我哋去到呢，完全呢开咗铺头，里面冇菜卖，冇牛奶卖嘅。佢开咗个铺头喺度，冇晒后面嗰啲嘅佢哋要可以供应俾我哋嘅嘢。就冇咗嗰班支援嘅部队喺度。教练其实就喺后面呢托住，因为我哋想佢哋成功啊，托住。即係好似如果去打仗嗰啲嘅飛機呢，佢哋唔可以飛好遠嘅，但係佢哋需要飛好遠，咁點呀？有一架入油嘅飛機喺上面一路跟住，到到佢冇油嘅時候，那個飛機就抌條嘢落嚟，就俾啲油佢。呢個係教練 make sure 肯定嘅使到佢哋成功。所以我哋記住呢、這個我哋嘅責任唔係教佢哋，我哋責任係幫佢哋成功。咁我哋要揾教練啦。因為如果揾教練揾得唔好啦，就成藥全部嘢都冧曬。但我哋特别喺呢度咧，要留心咧，就嗱，阿 Bob 咧，佢就 Dr. Logan 咧，佢就系去设计呢啲系统出嚟，然后佢已经同好多人咧有啲唔同嘅地方咧，就佢自己都肯咧去参与，等佢知道呢啲嘢得唔得嘅。咁就我同佢有一个分别嘅地方咧，就我攞晒佢啲嘢咧，日日喺我份工里边都要做呢啲嘅嘢。咁所以喺我嘅经验里边咧，我知道有好多地方咧系有时候喺唔同嘅环境下边咧，可能用唔到出嚟。咁所以我同你分享嘅时候咧，有分享到咧一啲我自己喺用呢啲嘢嘅时候，我冇照住佢讲，然后去做嘅时候，然后失败嘅地方。嗱，呢啲系统已经好简单嘅啦。我呢个第一点要讲嘅啦，喺第十页嗰度啦，就系、是、第一条咧，你叫一个人去做教练，你俾咗一个将佢话佢系 coach， 俾埋个吹嗰啲 B B 俾佢咧，唔等于佢就系教练嚟嘅。千祈唔好有咁样嘅错误嘅观念咧，就系、是。你哋今日完晒一个嘅聚会出去之后，好啦，我哋中间已经有15个教练啦，俾咗个章佢哋，佢哋未必就系教练嚟，所以唔好有呢第一个犯嘅错误就系呢样。嗱，第二样嘢咧就系、是、教练系统咧系会失效嘅，特别我哋而家系第一轮讲教练，我讲你听我自己个经历咧就系、是、咧，第一次去做呢样嘢嘅时候咧，我哋通常咧就系、是、如果有个意象，我哋想去做，咁啊求其揾啲人去做，都唔系求其啦，我已经尽量去揾。但我哋有时候疏忽一样嘢咧，就第一代嘅教练咧，佢哋就系我哋所讲嘅叫 DNA 啦，就系嗰个遗传基因嚟嘅。如果第一代嘅教练冇晒嗰个教练应该有嘅嗰啲嘢咧，佢嘅第二代咧就系仲衰过第一代嘅，然后第三代就衰过第二代。咁你知道点解咧？到到第五代嘅时候咧，嗰啲教练就好惨嘅，佢哋冇办法可以完全 function 到。所以变咗喺呢度俾大家一个好大嘅一个鼓励咧，就系如果我哋今日真系相信呢个教练嘅系统系咁重要嘅时候咧，唔好一攞咗呢啲嘢嘅时候咧，已经就系话我哋净系做到70%，我哋净系做70%。我哋呢第一代系非常之重要噶，我要强调又强调咧，我哋系嗰个遗传嘅因子，第一代，因为你知道第二代已经开始衰咗啲噶啦，所以我哋呢一代要做得好啲嘅 ，OK。咁我哋喺度咧要睇两样嘢啦。第一样嘢咧就系、是、第二点 A 嗰度啦，就系、是、我哋揾个教练咧，通常咧就系、是、嗰个教练本身出咗问题，就系、是、我哋叫咗啲人做，佢哋唔系完全明白佢要做咩嘢，所以佢哋做咗一半嘅时候咧，就唔照足晒教练应该做嘅嘢，咁佢哋就甩底。嗱，呢个就系教练嗰方面嘅问题。但系我哋呢班翻去传递呢个意象嘅人咧，嗰、那个问题就第二样啦。我哋运动个领袖喺事前冇谂清楚我哋要做啲咩嘢。我哋今日完咗之后啊，好正喎呢啲系统，然后做教练我哋系人啦，阿节目师都话咗冇乜嘢，就要帮人成功啫嘛。咁我哋出去叫揾晒啲人，咁但系咧我哋冇精密谂过咧，喺未来两年里边咧，我哋点样去揾呢啲教练栽培佢哋，等佢哋系有晒呢个遗传嘅因子，然后点样去继续可以延续呢个教练嘅运动。怎样去支持这班的教练，我们做那班的领导人呢，我们需要很清楚想清楚想通了怎样去做，然后我们就去做。所以我宁愿大家迟一个月才开始，好过呢听日就开始。我知道大家要有个热情，但是要想通了一些东西先， OK？ 那我们怎样想通呢？三个主要的原因就在下面出来。第一个原因呢就是去招募 recruitment。 我们要招募呢，招募嘅时候咧，就系、是、我哋一定要本身自己对呢个教练嘅岗位咧有一个好好 respectful、好尊敬嘅态度，就系、是、教练呢个系一个好特殊嘅岗位嚟嘅，唔系求其系人都做得嘅。 如果我哋有呢个心嘅时候咧，你揾人嘅时候，你就有唔同嘅期望啦。所以你就喺嗰个招募嘅过程里边咧，我哋要流露出咧，就系唔系人想嚟做都俾得佢做，相反地咧，即系我哋唔系人咧都可以俾佢哋做呢样嘢。第二样嘢好重要嘅咧，我哋一阵间会翻上嚟上边呢三点。第二样嘢咧，就一定要有嗰个嘅 accountability， 我哋都叫问责，即系佢系一个有责任，而且咧有一个系统咧系约束住佢，系俾佢有嗰个纪律嘅。呢个人一定要系一个肯负责任嘅人嚟嘅，系肯俾人哋问佢你有冇做到呢啲嘅嘢，你冇做到嘅时候，佢系要肯去改进嘅去做，一定要系一个咁样嘅人。第三咧。quality control，quality control 嘅意思咧就系有检讨嘅。嗱，你知道我哋好多时候犯错咧，就系喺检讨嘅事上边咧，我哋时时话要检讨一个同工，要检讨一个嘅事工咧，就是、我哋点样检讨啊？就系、是、嗰事工一路做落去，就犹如我哋好似咩？我寻日同大家讲咧，我哋定成话定有目标，我哋点样定目标法咧？我哋飞咗支飞镖去埲墙，然后喺埲墙度支飞镖射中嗰度咧，我哋就画咗个目标出嚟。我哋成日就系咁样，我哋唔系咧，先画咗个目标，然后飞支飞镖睇你飞唔飞得中。嗱、啊，呢个嘅意思咧就系咧去检讨，去 quality control 咧，就我哋一早咧已经定咗咧乜嘢系我哋嘅期望先，然后教话俾嗰班嘅教练呢啲系你做教练要做嘅嘢，然后我哋检讨嘅时候可以点样检讨啊？就可以咧。攞佢而家做紧嘅嘢咧，嚟到放喺呢一套嘅我哋定咗，大家一早讲通咗嘅嘢嚟到检讨。如果唔系就好唔公道嘅，就系、是、你冇写到啲嘢，咁然后佢做下嘅时候，你话我要嚟检讨你做得好唔好？你凭咩检讨啊 ？Well， 谂下先，啊呢样嘢呢样嘢，你一早冇同我讲过嘅，但我哋好多时候就系咁样做啦。我哋去检讨牧师，我哋冇话过牧师你应该做啲咩嘢，然后检讨嘅时候咧，就凭我哋嘅感受去检讨个牧师。或者去检讨个小组组长，或者系检讨主日学嘅老师，所以喺呢度要强调咧，就系要有 quality control 咧，就系你要定咗到底你嘅 quality 乜嘢叫做 quality 先，有咗个 quality 喺度啦，咁我哋可以 control 佢啦 ，OK？ 好啦，呢三样嘢系要留心，我哋睇第四点啊，第四点咧就要招募优质嘅教练，特别喺第一代嘅时候，呢、这个必须要做嘅，里面有啲嘅质素，有啲我哋都系好基本嘅嘢嚟嘅。灵命的健康和成熟，忠于你和你的运动，这个是很 critical。 忠于你的意思呢，不是说呢他是一定什么都听了你话，但忠于你的意思呢，就是说他肯做教练的时候，他就会在个教练的框框里面所有的东西，他说我会支持的，你就算叫我每一个月要去见他一次，我就会去见，即是他是忠于你那个意象同埋嗰度意象里面要求嘅嘢 ，OK？ 呢个一定系 loyalty 好重要嘅。如果唔系咧，个教练都反嘅时候，咁点算啊？然后积极嘅态度啦，热衷修割庄稼。如果有一个教练佢自己本身唔系好关注到人嘅灵魂啊、释放嗰啲嘢咧，你唔好叫佢做直堂嘅教练或者任何教会里面嘅教练。呢个系佢基本上一样好重要嘅一个激情，共同嘅价值观同埋期望。个价值系乜嘢？教会要做得好，嗰、那个人咧要成功。我嘅价值系咩？时时就要讲咧，就系、是、喂，同工啊，我喺呢度嘅原因咧，唔系要绑住你，我喺呢度嘅原因就系要你成功噶。我将我成副生命抌喺你度，等你成功啊！唔系我要成功，系你要成功啊！但如果你能够时时将呢个嘅意念强调出嚟咧，呢、这个就系一个好嘅教练，嗰、那个期望啊，佢嗰个价值啊。在其专长嘅范围内不住成长，你要留心呢句，唔系喺直堂嘅范围里面不断成长，系嗰个教练自己嘅专长。点解需要呢样嘢？我哋寻日讲到嗰个嘅即系因变嗰、那个因别嗰个选拔嗰个直堂同工嘅时候咧，我提到一句说话咧，就系、是、past behaviour 咧，过去你嘅行为就系、是、the best predictor of the future。最好预测你的将来。如果个教练自己不是一个不断肯成长的人，他就不可以鼓励一个人是不断去成长的。所以我们要找个人，就是他有一个学习的态度。I'm not enough, I'm not adequate, 我未足够，我要继续去学。他如果是医生的时候，他不断去做好一点的医生。他是一个律师，他是一个做妈妈的，他要做一个更好的妈妈。 你明白吗？不一定是要在席旁上面的，所以这个很重要，要他谦卑，两样有互相的响应的 humanity， 谦卑，然后有良好的名声，随时候命 is available， 就是有什么急事的时候，这个同工有需要他会出去的，这个教练，这个是他的质素。心里面有一个疑问，就是说我们找哪里找这样的人呢？如果我们做教牧同工的话，找不到这样的人呢，我们都要回去快点，就是栽培我们的领袖去到这样。如果有这样的人的时候，他们有别的事可以做，为什么要叫他来做这样的事？如果这样想的时候呢，我们的心还是未明白直堂那个运动的重要。因为这班直堂的同工呢，他们在前线上面打这些仗呢，是很难的仗。我们要找好的人去支援他。不要给他 second best， 是给最好的人去支援他。如果我们的 passion， 我们的激情是在直堂，知道直堂是最重要的一个的事工，是直接有组织的向我们的敌人宣战那样的工作的话，我们就要将最好的人去支援。这个就是我们为什么要找这么质素的人，在哪里找他们呢？目前已经成功的领袖，这个要解释的，目前已经要成功的领袖。这个是什么意思？成功在我们这里 去强调的呢，就是呢，成功的领袖是一个有异象的人，一个领袖是一个有异象看到东西的人。一个好的领袖呢，他是能够什么持久的。什么叫做好的领袖？好的领袖就是我被我的敌人打低了，站起身，再打低，我又站起身，我有那个持久力。我或者需要休息两个月，但是我又会翻翻起身的。我可以同你打到第十五个回合，我仲企喺度，靠住圣灵嘅能力。啊，呢个喺教会里面揾嘅领袖就系啦，佢可以咧喺佢自己做生意里边，可以喺第二啲嘅地方咧，你会发现咧呢个人就算失败咗，佢企翻起身，失败咗企翻起身，咁我哋知道呢个系个好人嚟噶。点解咧？因为直堂里边咧，其中一个成日发生嘅事咧，就系失败。嗰种嘅失败就系咧，哎呀，我预备咗呢个计划，那个计划唔掂。咁个直堂嘅同工咧就跌低啦，好闷啦。咁但系呢一个嘅教练就系咩？弟兄，我明嘅，我完全明白，我完全明白。一齐加你个，因为佢自己系一个咁样有韧力嘅人，跌低又企翻起身，跌低起翻起身。咁嗰个直堂嘅同工就得啦，有人可以靠住一齐去过。嗱，呢个就系嗰个成功嘅领袖嗰个意思，唔系净系佢嗰个嘅 productivity， 唔系净系佢产生量有几多，系佢嗰个质素喺里边嗰个韧力。再生的能力，他可以将他的东西教给人家，他平时有没有这样呢？定是一个很自私的人呢？这就是我们家传之宝，我们中国人最厉害的古老的那些电影。我们这个是我们秘方来的，我们不传给那些家外面的人的，诸如此类，然后慢慢你死了，怎么办呢？秘方死了，那就没有了。这个是完全跟这里那个哲学相反的哲学，就是我有这些东西的时候，我可以给人的。可以俾人，等多啲人咧能够可以一路咁样嘅成功嘅。嗱，呢个就系一个嘅再生嘅能力 ，reproducible 嘅人。OK， 咁然后咧，佢对直堂嘅负担咧，呢个好主要、好重要噶啦。啊，然后咧系一个受尊敬嘅一个领袖或者一个信徒，然后拥有天赋嘅能力咧，系去做巴拿巴嘅。呢啲人咧喺教会里边咧，时譬如话开会有大会，有班嘅同工起身，佢话牧师你点解要搞呢啲嘢啊？咁呢个人通常起身咧，就系话各位同工，我哋要明白咧，牧师已经用咗好多时间系喺第二工作，我哋要谅解到咧，我哋应该可能再要请多个牧师去帮佢。诸如此类，呢啲人咧就起身会咁样讲，或者冇咁大胆嗰啲咧，就系通常完咗聚会之后，拍下个同工嘅膊头，牧师嘅膊头，牧师唔使担心啊，佢哋两三个人讲嘅啫嘛，我哋全部都支持你，为你祈祷嘅。嗱，呢啲人咧就系、是。讲紧嘅 Barnabas 呢班鼓励人嘅人，唔好揾一班挑剔人嘅人。嗰啲直堂同工系最唔需要 the last thing they need， 就系一个去挑剔佢哋嘅人嚟嘅。OK， 揾一啲已经平时识得去鼓励嘅人，好中意写卡啊，好中意即系鼓励人嘅人啊，嗰啲啊吓，成日对住你笑嘅，失败咗唔紧要嘅，继续嚟个啊嗰种嘅人。OK。嗱，避免下边呢啲人一定要避免啊！呢、这个外行人、行外人其实唔系咁样翻译噶，你应该写住咧 non practitioner。 OK， 就唔肯掖起衫袖嚟到去参与做嘢嘅人，唔一定咧，净系啊喺你嗰个直堂传福音嗰啲嘢，就系嗰啲成日中意讲咩啊，讲理论嘅。所以我自己咧，好多时候咧，对于神学院嘅教授，我最唔尊敬嗰啲神学院嘅教授就系边啲啦？就从来冇做过牧师嗰啲神学院教授。啊，我最唔尊敬嗰啲人嘅，就算佢识得好叻，写好多神学嗰啲嘅嘢啦，错啊！你知唔知道真理牧会嘅时候系点噶？你明唔明到，即系你可以解《哥林多前书》里面嗰啲嘢，可以解到好好有容易去处理嗰啲问题。你知唔知道我哋而家嘅教会仲衰过哥林多嘅教会？咁点算啊？点做啊？即系你冇嗰种嘅啊，肯落实嚟到去参加，然后翻嚟作个反省嘅。呢度嘅意思应该系咁解，完全同你做嗰啲嘢，佢唔肯，佢冇一个嘅啊模范咧，就系佢肯落手去做嘢。第二咧就系好胜嘅人。好胜嘅人咧，就系佢同你做教练嘅时候，佢真系想你成功。点解想你成功咧？等佢可以自己赢。啊，咦？佢系我 coach 佢嘅，哇！即系佢好威啦，因为佢直到咁嘅堂成日出嚟啦。I'm his coach， 我系佢教练。嗱，呢就系好胜嘅人。好胜嘅人咧，同埋咧会只有鼓励咧，就系嗰啲嘅同工咧，就系唔紧要噶。嗰度有宣道会都唔紧要，嗰度有播道会唔紧要。我哋浸信会点样咁咯？入去将佢哋嗰啲人，要整一间仲劲过佢嘅礼拜堂俾佢睇。我哋一定做得到噶。嗱，呢啲 coach 咧，你又唔好揾呢啲人啊！我话俾你知。咁我预备铺路等宣道会、播道会请我啊嘛，所以放咗先。OK， 咁咧就啊冇咗 B 嗰啲质素嘅人啊，呢啲自己可以睇啦。我哋去第五点嗰度，第五点咧就系确保健全问责嘅态度。嗱，我哋有时候就系咧，我哋识得去啊检讨，我哋识得咧嚟到啊要要求嗰啲人咧系做嘢做得好。嗱，呢个成个教会嘅嗰个气氛都系咁样样嘅，成个教会嘅气氛都系一般系咁。我哋对人好多嘅要求，我哋又俾好多嘢人哋去做，但我哋冇谂到咧嗰啲同工嗰啲弟兄姊妹。一般嚟讲咧，佢哋嗰个嘅境况系点？我哋好少谂到嗰样，我哋净系谂到佢哋要做，佢哋做成点样样。我哋冇谂到佢个 B 型系点样样，佢哋嗰个个人嘅情况。嗱，如果我哋要嗰班嘅教练做得好嘅时候咧，有两个嘅喺两个嘅场合里边咧，我哋要做呢啲嘅嘢。嗱，要记住一个肯鼓励人嘅人咧，佢自己通常系一个点样嘅人啊？好需要人哋鼓励嘅人嚟。好简单啫嘛，一个中意鼓励人嘅人咧，通常自己系一个好需要人嚟鼓励嘅人。所以如果我哋做领袖，特别咧系想去推动呢啲教练运动嘅人咧，我哋去揾一班好嘅教练翻嚟咧，我哋千祈唔好认为好奉旨咁样样咧就得噶，佢哋有咁嘅质素啊，我哋睇过晒啲嘢就咁叫佢哋去做，咁然后咧就期望佢哋咧就可以去鼓励第二啲嘅人。有两个嘅场合里面，第一个场合呢就喺返一班义工嘅场合当中。喺间义工嘅场合当中呢，如果我哋总括佢里面讲嘅嘢呢，就係、是、呢第一个呢，我哋係公开嘅肯定佢哋做嘅嘢，去赞扬佢哋做嘅嘢。呢个其实係一个原则，唔係淨係引用到喺教练嘅，其实对所有义工我哋都应该咁做。佢哋肯放出佢哋嘅时间，你諗下我哋做传道人呢，我哋仲做好多嘢呢，我哋有钱攞嘅。有好多啲同工真係有心嗰啲呢，佢哋做一份工放工有一个屋企去照顾，然后佢哋攞二十个钟头出嚟。嗰啲我哋唔可以认为就奉旨呢就可以话啊佢哋爱主啫。OK? 我哋都需要话俾佢哋知呢，佢哋咁样做呢係好值得我哋欣赏，我哋要去庆祝，好感谢神有班咁样嘅人。然后呢有时候送一啲嘅纪念品啊，有时候呢我哋都要记住呢佢哋唔要唔紧要。有时候有啲嘅义工呢，我有一次呢我唔讲你知实际喺边度啦，有一个地方呢就去定一个加拿大嘅，即係讲咗加拿大出嚟添。我谂住唔讲，即係想去搞一个冬令会，咁、那个冬令会呢就要喺一个呢即係同香港唔同啦，香港远啲係大屿山啦，再远啲咁而家入到大陆就远啦。咁喺嗰边呢就係呢那个冬令会咧，就喺离开咧成千几二千里路外边嗰个地方举行。咁咧就喺嗰个筹备嘅里边咧，不嬲都有一个嘅明文嘅规定咧，就系嗰队组织嘅筹备委员会咧，一定要有一个嘅 在场的那个检查先的，即是 on site， 即是那个 evaluation， 就去到那里看那里有什么需要。但是呢是自己自费去的。为什么呢？因为呢这个的大会开始的时候呢就在那个省那里开始的。咁所以你自己嗰啲義工去就冇所謂啦，個個自己揸車去啫嘛，一個鐘頭車。但而家咧全加拿大西加達嘅冬令會，咁我就嗰陣時仲做嗰個董事，我就同佢哋講話：有冇搞錯啊？你叫十幾個人自費去嗰個地方，佢哋已經咧要請假，要抽時間出嚟去嗰個地方，你仲要佢哋自費？咁佢話：我哋不嬲都係咁噶。我話你不嬲都係咁，你記唔記得以前你揸個鐘頭車啫嘛？嗱，有時候我哋咧好唔敏感咧，係對嗰啲嘅義工嚇，我哋應該支付佢哋嘅費用。如果佢哋話到轉頭唔緊要，我哋要俾翻神嘅時候，咁啊係佢嘅問題，你唔好代佢奉獻先得噶。你唔好代佢做嗰樣嘢嚇。嗱呢度咧就係講到喺義工嘅場合裏邊，但係對教練嚟講咧。就是要俾佢哋见到咧，佢哋嗰个工作嗰个嘅岗位系非常之重要嘅。我哋跟住睇咧，喺专业嘅场合里边咧，都要去肯定同埋欣赏佢哋，俾佢哋知道咧，佢哋系配得去咁样做。而且咧，你知道当你有一个教练嘅时候咧，那个教练背后咧，佢个配偶唔一定系太太，亦都可以系先生嘅。咁样样咧，我哋就知道啦。当我哋可以喺一啲嘅教牧同工嘅场合里边咧，我哋都肯定嗰、那个啊。嗰、那个教练嘅佢嘅重要性嘅时候咧，佢嘅配偶都会觉得好舒服嘅。即系咧，原来我嘅丈夫、我嘅太太肯花时间去咁样做啦，真系原来有人系去肯定、系去接受，咁佢会更加嘅 motivation 咧嚟到俾佢嘅丈夫啊、佢嘅太太咧嚟出去，然后一路俾佢咧嚟到喺层次上边咧学习嚟到提升。嗱呢一样嘢就系点解今日好多人唔愿意投足侍奉嘅原因啊？就是很多时候我们要求很多，但是我们没有机会给他们去学习的。我时时都鼓励很多教会呢，就如果你想很多人出来侍奉呢，就在你的财政预算里面呢有一笔钱呢，就是主任学家老师呢每一年可以拿这么多钱去进修的。啊什么团契团长可以去学怎样做团长的。即是变成做教练呢，如果他知道啊做教练可以一路这样自己去啊进心啊，可以去学更多的东西的时候呢，那个的 motivation大好多嘅，佢会好开心去做。嗱，呢啲系我哋确保咧，就系咧一个系好嘅教练嘅制度，就是、我哋先要背后咧都要巩固呢班嘅教练，唔好先一开始就拱晒佢哋出去，喺后边咧都做咗呢啲嘅嘢啦。咁然后咧到第六嘅时候咧，就系、是、第六嗰个就系要保持佢哋嗰个嘅品质。咁嗰个嘅向心力咧，原本个英文咧。就是叫做 momentum 的，我不知道应该怎样译中文，就我会说就是保持他那个缓冲的能力，即是一路去不会停的，这个教练的运动一路去的，即是一路去保持那个品质，还有是一路去的。那这样怎样去保持教练的品质呢？你找到那班人他有这样的质素，我们千祈不好呢就有一个错误，就是这班人会不变的。人始终是人，你今天跟我如果在教会里面侍奉了这么久，你都知道我哋自己都变咗好多，有时候变得好，但有好多时候就变衰咗。咁我哋就唔好有一个假设咧，就呢、是、班教练喺开始嘅时候，佢有个 QA quality 唔系 QC 嘅 quality control 嘅人抌咗上去啦，就一路落去都得。我哋就要不断嘅嚟到去睇住呢班嘅人，睇住咧就系、是、变成咧我哋自己受约束啦。嗱 ，accountability 嗰个受问责咧，唔系单方面嘅。有时候我哋搞错咗咧，就以为咧，我哋去带住一班嘅同工嘅时候，睇住你就要向我哋负责任，佢哋要向我哋报告。你有冇谂过咧？就系好多时候同我啲直堂嘅同工讲嘅，佢哋每一个礼拜要写一个直堂嘅报告，一周嘅工作报告表俾我，话俾我知佢一个礼拜用咗几多个钟头喺社区度，有几多个钟头佢系做行政嘅工作，有几多个钟头佢传福音嘅。然后告诉我知他这个礼拜里面有什么好的经历，有什么衰的经历，有什么他要代祷的。那这个是他向我负责任，因为我是他的监督。我要向他们负一个什么责任？看那份报告。他们有需要的时候我要为他们代祷。如果下个礼拜我见到他们的时候，他们问我为什么有什么意见啊？什么话啊？咁嘅时候咧，我就失咗我自己个诚信力。 睇报告俾我做乜啫？你都唔睇。嗱，呢个咧就我哋一定要明白咧，就如果我哋要嗰班嘅教练有好嘅 quality 嘅时候，我哋就要保持佢哋嘅 quality， 我哋又肯放我哋嘅精神。点样放落去咧？呢度有四样嘢，你可以好简单将四个英文字母摆喺前边：学习、鼓励、问责同埋发梦。要解得清楚啲嘅 LEAD learning。learning 第一个咧就系去学习嘅。咁点样学习呢？我哋有时候咧喺教练嗰个嘅训练会里面，每一个月我哋自己班教练走埋一齐。嗱，你唔好谂到学习咧就系好似而家咁样样。学习咧可以有好多种方式噶。点样可以学习咧？我讲一两个例子俾你听，等你第日学下点样去学习吓。我哋试过玩咧就系一个职堂常识问答比赛。就嗰啲教练嚟嘅时候咧，呢、這个礼拜咧我哋就玩呢个职堂常识问答比赛。就喺度一路俾啲问答出去，佢哋咧就系要点样咧？佢哋答咧就系佢哋因为平时成日用呢本书啊嘛，我哋会问边一课系讲咩嘢噶？咁佢就嗰课讲嗰啲嘢，然后边一课里边有一张嘅工作嘅嗰啲嘅表格咧，系帮助我哋可以去定计划嘅。咁有一个举手咧，第三章第126页嗰个就攞晒分。嗱，点解会咁样做咧？咁样做嘅时候咧，你好慢慢鼓励佢哋咧，佢哋要熟呢本嘢啊嘛。嗱，呢个叫做 learning。It's lots of fun， 真系好开心嘅，喺嗰度玩，咁然后可以去学嘅。或者咧，另一个咧就系咧喺教练嘅过程里边咧，你知道啦，好多时候碰到一啲好难去处理嘅问题。咁我哋又试过做咩咧？如果我做嗰、那个嗱，呢个唔系我用嘅 term， 不过而家倾嘅时候我咁样用。譬如话我做个总教练吓，咁我听佢哋倾嘅里边咧，有一个个案系好难嘅。咁我会点咧？我就会揾两个同工出嚟，就去角色扮演嗰个个案。他们角色扮演的时候呢，其他那些教练在看完之后那个比赛是什么呢？我就每一个教练就会想出一个方法去解决那个难处的。然后所有教练大家投票哪个方法是最正的。但你知不知道在这个过程里面呢有什么事发生呢？很实际。然后呢他们就被迫将他们所有识的经验全部拿出来。然后大家咧可以好创作性啦，有如果你有六个教练咧，你最少有三四个唔同嘅方法出咗嚟。喺三四个方法里边咧，大家同时拣一个最好嘅。咁你唔单止咧系拣咗一个最好嘅，如果最好嗰个唔掂咧，仲有第二个选择，有第三个选择，第四个选择，你就变咗咧，其他嗰啲教练咧喺里边一个学习嘅环境当中咧。就哇！大家可以一起嚟到去解决一个困难，你就会变咗个学习嘅嗰个嘅嗰种嘅 motivation 好高噶，而且咧 a lot of fun， 唔使成日听呢个赵锦德喺度讲讲讲讲，我就知我识几多嘢啫吓。但系大家一齐去做嘅时候，哇！嗰种嘅开心咧，然后变成一种嘅 team， 一个团队嘅一种嘅 spirit 啦。我哋唔系喺度争，我哋唔喺度斗，因为大家都投票边个系最好噶啦，你话几好？大家喺度投票边个系最好？然后在个投票过程里面，个个肯定一个最好的时候，个个都学到嘢，学识一些 creativity， 一些创作能力去有一个 learning， 一个学习的气氛，不要只是课堂式的学习，用游戏用玩，特别那些 team building， 即是那些嘅团队那种嘅习作，好过瘾的，话俾你听。我哋啱啱玩完一个咧，就是全队人喊唪唥咧，蒙晒眼。咁咧喺嗰个房中间咧就有一条大嘅麻绳，我哋咧就系要所有嗰队嘅人咧，嗰队嘅教练咧，可以蒙晒眼之后咧，将嗰条麻绳个个执起咧，去形成一个四方框嘅形喺嗰间房里边。啊，你知道几过瘾？你就马上喺里边睇到咧，有三个好突出嘅领袖，个个嗌，个个都话唔同嘅方法，哇！一路喺度扯，扯嚟扯去都扯唔掂。咁最后咧，佢哋真系知道咧唔得嘅，咁样唔会方到啊，即系永远唔会成立一个四方形，一定要大家合作啦。嗱喺呢啲咁样嘅环境下边咧，你就唔使成日讲道啊，我哋要点样团队啊，点。嗰啲都系好嘅，但系有时候有第二啲嘅学习环境下边咧，带出嚟嗰个嘅 impact 咧，系同我哋讲一篇道一样，仲可能过之而无不及。OK 啊，呢个学习 encourage， 我哋要鼓励啲教练，点解要鼓励啲教练？因为我哋叫啲教练出去鼓励人哋， 呢度有个假设咧，就系啲直堂嘅童工时时都低潮，咁嗰啲教练就去鼓励佢哋。你知道咧，如果你成日叫一个健康嘅人接触啲，嗱，我唔系话啲教嗰啲童工成日都唔健康，千祈唔好有咁嘅人感受。但系我哋有个假设就教练系鼓励嗰啲嘅童工啊嘛，咁所以带有一啲啊比较消极嘅嘢喺度吓。但我哋又想个教练整到啲消极变成积极嘅。但系我喺度想强调呢一点咧，我就用呢个例子就系、是、咧，一个时时啊，你知唔知道嗰啲嘅心理辅导员咧，即系特别系受咗训练，真系做 psychologist 嗰啲咧，嗰啲 counselor 咧，通常佢哋嗰个嘅生命期咧，即系可以做佢嗰一行咧，系大概七年嘅啫。因为点解佢哋成日要听嗰啲心理唔平衡嘅人讲嘢？听得多，我谂佢哋自己都唔平衡。你成日去处理嗰啲患癌症嘅人咧，慢慢咧唔系话你会有癌症啊，慢慢咧你好消沉噶。所以当嗰啲教练如果时时要接触嗰啲嘅嘢，佢要去鼓励人嘅时候，我哋要去鼓励呢啲教练，等佢哋嘅 spirit 起翻上嚟。咁喺呢度咧，俾咗一啲嘅例子我哋咧，帮佢哋啊去做咩咧？troubleshooting 即是有些困难的时候我们一起去处理，那刚才那个学习的那个个案就是其中一个咯，那就跟他们多了时间去玩，你知不知道去玩是可以很熟灵的，各位同工各位弟兄姊妹，有个 retreat 呢，麻烦你那些 retreat 呢，不要只是即是小心听我讲，我知道录紧音添，所以很小心，即是那些 retreat 呢，不要即是到而家北美仲系咁样，香港我谂前进好多噶。北美咧就系、是、一到到冬令会、夏令会，有时候我都唔想去呢个地方讲道。去讲道咧，即、就、系、是、星期五入去第一堂，星期六早晨第一堂，晏昼讲座一、讲座二，夜晚咧就系、是、第三，又系讲道。星期日早晨讲道，星期日晏昼讲座一、二，夜晚嗰啲唔系叫 retreat。唔怪之去咗嗰啲人真系 retreat 就，而家谂下，行行退缩晒。攞命啊！佢平时已经成日翻工啊，嗰啲已经忙到冇时间反省，冇时间去睇下同神嘅关系。我哋仲将佢抽咗出去之后咧，又系冇时间，砰砰砰砰砰，死晒啊出嚟！即系有啲时间玩下，有啲时间俾佢欣赏下大自然啊，俾个时间佢吸先新鲜啊，新鲜空气都好啩。即系唔好咁惨啦，去到个好靓嘅营咧，成日谷住喺个底堂里边。咁去过咁靓嘅营做咩啫？荔湾仔堂呢度咪搞掂咯，即系嘥咁多钱去嗰啲地方做咩事啫？系咪？系咪 make sense 噶？即系变咗咧一个全人嘅属灵嘅嗰个操练，所以有时候咧要鼓励佢哋可以同佢哋玩，然后玩得更多啲，癫下都唔紧要嘅。有时候笑下最好咧，同个配偶喺埋一齐，等佢哋可以两夫妇喺埋一齐，佢哋系一个 team 嚟噶，两个都系一个 team 嚟嘅。OK， 有时候俾下奖佢哋啊。即是好鼓励的 ,ok, 好鼓励他们。好啦，第三样。第三个是 A, 啦 ,LE 是 encourage 啦。A 呢是 accountable,accountability, 这个是问责。因为为什么我们需要问责呢，就是呢我们一早告诉那班的教练，这些是你要做的事。所以我们要看他们有没有做。你有没有这个月同你那个对即是那个同工倾通的两次电话，如果他没有的时候，即是他没有做到他教练要做的事。咁点解要派佢去做啫？变咗咧，我哋有责任咧，系 make sure 肯定嗰样嘢有发生嘅。咁但系咧，我哋要记住咧，嗰、那个教练系要关心嗰个童工三方面嘅嘢 ，OK？ 然后嗰三方面里边有七种唔同嘅方法嚟到去做庆祝啊 ，OK？ 关心啊，即系嗰啲七样嘅嘢。我哋如果要去。同呢个教练有一个好嘅关系，去问责嗰样嘅过程咧，我哋都要关心咧，唔系净系佢做教练做得好唔好，我哋要关心教练啊，你同你嘅屋企嘅关系系点啊？我哋都要关心佢，我哋就 model 呢一个嘅好嘅系统出嚟啦。OK， 咁呢个就叫 accountability 个问责。最后咧就 dream the impossible dream。一齐喺度同呢班教练，有乜嘢喺神嘅能力下边系我哋可以系唔可以做到嘅咧？冇嘅，彼此喺度呢啲叫做咩啊 ？Think Tank 智囊团，唔好我唔系好中意 brainstorm 啦，脑震荡有啲，即系我唔知点解有咩第啲方法可以译到嘅吓，
即系 storm 通常都系唔好嘅，俾啲 storm 经过啲风暴之后你死噶嘛。咁就英文嗰个都唔中意嘅，即系中文个脑震荡仲好似，因为脑震荡之后死人噶嘛。即系我哋应该点样咧？一个智囊团，大家去谂下。教练是一班什么人啊？昨天讲过呢，是一班乐观派的人，因为为什么直堂是什么？是靠着基督的能力去直堂的，是耶稣基督他自己要建立教会，所以教练是一班什么人啊？就是 can do people， 能够做到的，靠着圣灵的能力做是超过我们什么所想所求的， can do， 未曾想通晒所有嘢之前，唔好话 I cannot do。所以呢班人喺埋一齐发梦咧，就系遇到咁样困难嘅时候 ，OK， 各位同工，而家有咁样嘅问题，就好似医院里边咧，嗰啲医生遇到一个好难嘅杂症嘅时候，好嘅医生做咩？叫一班嘅人走埋一齐，我哋谂下点样去处理呢个嘅呢个症状。呢度就喺度 dream the possible dreams，OK，、okay? 唔系 impossible dreams。就是靠住圣灵的能力可以做的事来的。我们的意象有什么办法可以将那些难处拎走呢？你说几 exciting， 那班教练在一起就是讲这些事情，讲到个个都很开心了。每来一次教练大家的训练会之后出到去的时候呢，还劲过你未入来的时候，还乐观过以前。因为为什么大家都乐观的时候夹埋呢，那个乐观重大。这个其实不是只是乐观的，就是一个人的 faith 是这么多。哇，两个人的 faith 走在一起还多一点，三个人呢不是三倍，可能是九倍的。这个叫做属灵的互相，我们叫 synergy， 我不知道怎样译的。一加一等于二，但现在是讲的不是一加等于二那种，是一加一等于三四五的。啊，好劲啊这个啊。然后呢有什么新的方法，然后有什么新的方法去 communicate 个异象。嗱，呢度一切讲紧嘅嘢咧，全部同我哋去鼓励嗰班同工做嘅嘢，全部有关系嘅。教练咧，每一次走埋一齐，啊，因为呢班教练咧系一班好开心嘅人嚟嘅。原来做教练系咁过瘾嘅，咁啊个个都会做啊。因为教练本身咧系影响咗佢哋自己本身熟练嗰个成个成长。好啦，讲晒教练嘅嗰啲嘢之后咧，我哋如果下一步要做，我哋点做咧？在第十二同埋第十三页，在十二十三页里面咧，我真系鼓励弟兄姊妹、各位同工咧，就系、是、如果你好认真觉得呢个教练嘅运动系一样香港教会都可以去接纳嚟到去做嘅时候咧，记住我讲嘅嘢，教练好简单，系使人哋成功，但系呢班嘅人自己本身有啲嘅质素啦，特别第一代嘅教练咧，嗰、那个嘅遗传基因 DNA。一定是要做得好。咁我想大家呢喺呢度呢自己心里面諗下，有冇一个嘅人呢你觉得係可以做教练 ?ok? 喺下面嘅评分里面选人嘅質素，你喺度諗緊呢个人嘅时候，佢有冇一啲可以做到嘅，你觉得你而家已经諗緊，你话係我同埋听完之后我已经諗住出去啦，要搵一两个教练嘅先啦。好啦，你就试下将其中一个人嘅名字呢代入去里面。然后想一想，啊，好快速想一想，过晒头嗰十一条嘅问题，然后反省下跟住嗰四点。OK， 我哋而家一齐自己嚟到做呢个习作，即刻去谂，俾几分钟你哋。嗱，假设你对呢个人咧系完全冇保留咁样写四啊五分，咁就用下边嗰四条问答咧嚟到测验下你嗰、那个。标准咧，你拣个人系咪真系咁好嘅？佢有冇骄傲嘅问题咧？佢自己需要领导，抑或需要做教练咧？即系被人哋去啊教练咧？佢有冇一个操纵别人嘅倾向咧？呢、这个操纵别人好重要啦。我哋唔系想一个好 controlling 嘅人。如果佢对其他嘅事工咧？是好投入嘅时候呢，太过过分嘅投入嘅意思呢，即係佢都做好多好多好多嘢呢。咁呢个人本身呢，你知道佢自己好难呢去帮一个嘅同工呢唔会过分嘅呢係做太多嘅嘢。有时候亦都係反映到佢自己本身唔係一个好有纪律嘅人，或者呢冇懂得去衡量自己能力去到边度嘅人。第十三页， 第十三页咧，其实好重要嘅地方咧，就系第四条或者系第六条。但我想大家睇睇咧，就系好实际，希望你哋能够有一个行动啦。记得我讲过咧，系 mission and action 啊，花世纪嘅就一定要有行动出嚟。嗱，呢啲嘅问题咧，就系俾我哋去反省一下咧，就系如果我哋要做教练嘅时候，第一喺目前嘅责任范围里边系需要几多个，明年又要几多个。明年嗰个咧就系逼我哋要谂远一啲，逼我哋谂远啲，我哋唔好谂得咁近咁简单。第二咧就系喺直堂网络中咧，有边啲人咧可以成为教练，就系一早预早咧已经去谂边啲系可以被招募嘅人，有少少嘅远见 ，invest in 一啲嘅投资喺一啲嘅人身上边。如果佢有一啲我哋头先讲嘅质素，佢而家未即刻做到嘅时候咧。都是一个好的消息来的，为什么？因为你知道一年之后你可以有这班人，所以就现在找一班你觉得立刻做到，还有一些你觉得可以投资在他们身上的人，一早已经作为这些拍膊头的工作、杀种的工作。教练认可的过程里面，我是什么时间来招募他们，我们如何招募他们呢？这个就在你自己的那个工作的境况下面，我觉得你们自己去想出来的，这个没有一定的就是方程式的，怎样但是其中第四点是要重要问的，就是我们怎样延续这个训练和问责。刚才讲了每一个的运动 movement 就是一个的 process 来的，一个的过程来的。movement 不是一件现在开始现在就完的东西，是一个过程来的。所以我们要做领袖，我们其中一个领袖的质素就是我们要想远一点。那怎样延续呢？怎样将其他的东西放落去下边，使到呢个真系变成一个 movement 啫。OK， 嗱呢个大家要谂嘅，有咩益处同埋成有咩有助鼓励嘅表现啊？第六点咧就系乜嘢如何及在什么时间去繁殖教练同埋推动者？推动者你要记住喺任何一个嘅网络里边咧，嗱你要记住咧有层次去做。你要揾咗教练，然后咧先至去建立呢啲嘅网络。因为这些网络的灵魂就在教练上面，因为每一次在这个的网络的聚会里面，其中一个很重要的环节就是那个教练和那些的参加的人有一个对谈的时间来的。你没有了那些教练，这个网络本身那个一半的东西已经没有了，所以一定要想这个教练，不要只想这个网络，这个网络本身不会解决我们的问题的。每个网络里面都有它的一些不可以give up 嘅一啲嘅 elements， 即系呢啲嘅質素喺里边吓，咁就变咗咧，你要揾咗嗰个嘅教练，然后推动者我哋叫做 facilitator。嗱，推动者同一个 leader 唔同噶，推动者咧就系咧一个咧，你俾少少嘅帮佢咧，差唔多系人咧都可以带噶啦。即系话咧呢个聚会嗱，同带领查经班唔同，一个带领查经班嘅嗱 Bible study leader 咧。查经班的带领人和个查经班的推动者不同，查经班的带领人就是他要懂得怎样去处理那段经文，他要准备要带。推动的人就是你可以直接这张纸呢赵牧师给我的，他说第一条问题我们要问这个，第二条问题我们要问这个，第三条问题就是我们怎样应用。刚刚信主的人都做得的，是不是？当然在教练的程式里面我们不是这样讲。意思就是呢，那个推动者呢，他就是有一个人教他怎样去带那个的聚会，特别是教导那方面的。那么一阵间下午吃完饭回来呢，就会跟大家直情有一个亲身经历整个网络那个的 NCI 里面的其中一课，等你们知道到底是什么事来的。OK？ 那就变成我们要找那个教练和那个推动者。成员呢就是那些的直堂的同工或者教牧同工，这个就是大家要想清楚其实想透，然后我们做的。那最后呢就是在这里想着香港有很多不同的市团啊，什么市团，我想知道香港有没有叫巴拿巴市团的，有没有的？有的，是做什么的？他们妇女的，哇，吸毒的，惨了，被人用了个名字。即系我喺谂紧咧，如果能够可以将呢个 concept 用呢个名系好好嘅，我觉得巴拿巴系好好嘅。OK， 我喺呢度分享停喺呢个地方，就系、是、一个问题嘅时间啦，俾大家嚟到去发问啊，
我唔知道 Bob 喺唔喺度，因为可能有啲问题你系想佢答嘅，咁就所以请有一个人帮我揾佢嚟，咁大家可以开始嚟问问题。如果问问题嘅时候，请你出嚟呢个麦嗰度问一下。如果唔清楚嗰啲嘢要问，因为咧喺我同阿 Bob 嘅观念里边咧，呢个系成个五日里边嘅高潮嚟嘅。啊，最重要就系呢三个嘅网络，我哋一路讲紧咁多嘢咧，都系要带大家嚟到呢个网络呢一度。所以如果喺途中有啲乜嘢大家唔清楚，需要我哋去澄清啊，再解释啊，或者有乜嘢你自己嘅经历你想分享回应咧？请你哋唔好客气，喺呢一度就问。系，请阿 Chris 啊，黄牧师。
啊，我想问，我想问一条问题咧，就系咧呢一个作 coach 嘅人咧，同埋佢嘅即系嗰啲职堂工作者咧，系咪一定要同性别嘅？咁咧就。你知道北美的 case 咧，多數嗰啲牧者全部都是男性噶啦，咁就但係香港嘅情況有啲唔同，就是、比較多女童工嘅，甚至有啲女童工要去直堂嘅，咁就但係咧就資深啲嘅女童工咧比例上面係少啲嘅，咁喺個咁嘅情況裏邊咧，即係個網絡裏邊咧，能唔能夠混雜咗唔同嘅性別嘅咁樣
？O K， 唔該曬。啊！記住咧，嗰、那個教練唔一定係要好資深嘅，即係一個有經驗嘅人嚟噶。咁咧，而我哋好多時候做個教練咧，甚至乎咧係一對夫婦去做教練嘅，一對夫婦同一對夫婦。咁而且亦都係咧，啊好多時候咧係一個對一對夫婦嘅。咁就變咗咧兩夫妻咧都喺嗰個關係裏面。因為點解我哋講過咧？佢個人嗰方面啊嘛，有時候我哋問一啲嘅問題咧，你係對住一對夫婦嘅時候同佢哋傾咧。你是会很清楚看见实际的情况是怎样，所以那个是解决那个问题，但是如果是单身的传道同工呢，那的时候呢就绝对是应该是同性别，这个是、不会妥协到的，因为我跟那班同工讲的时候，我告诉他们你们一定是要相同性别的才可以去做这些事。那就同埋呢，我一个要亦都要加强这一点去解释呢，就是这些个网络呢，嗰班嘅同工嚟參加嘅時候咧，我哋差唔多喺我個情況入面咧，差唔多係要求對夫婦一定要嚟嘅，唔係淨係嗰個丈夫或者嗰個現喺度做緊直堂嘅妻子嚟，係嗰對夫婦都要嚟。啊，我就俾佢哋好多時間咧，就係啲配偶佢哋自己可以一齊祈禱，啲丈夫可以走埋一齊祈禱，或者嗰啲侍奉緊嘅喺埋一齊祈禱，但係佢哋一定全部嚟。有一樣嘢係阿 Bob 嗰度冇嘅咧，我因為我喺西人嗰度做咧，我就可以好吸引佢哋嚟，就每一次咧嚟之前我請佢哋食一餐中國飯 ，OK， 即係 Chinese food。咁嗰班西人咧，老公老婆都嚟曬噶啦，咁就俾佢哋一啲機會咧，可以食飯嘅時間咧，大家好開心咧，可以大家熟絡。咁你會發現咧，喺嗰個網絡嘅情況下邊咧，係一個好温暖，係一個咧，我哋叫佢做一個。啊，好 safe 嘅一个好安全嘅地方咧，乜嘢都可以讲出嚟，大家唔会走出去咧八卦嘅，一个 safe place 嚟到去做。Hey, Ben, Bob, you want to take over? Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
我有啲混乱，可能可以清晰一下。咁呢個嘅教練，我哋揀嘅時候咧，你其中一個就佢要 share 你嘅 vision， 係嘛？即係佢好贊成嘅 vision 啊！呢個你係邊個？即係係咪個 movement 嗰個嘅負責人咧？點啊？即係佢 share 邊個嘅 vision 先？即係我好似比較混亂。咁啊，第二咧，你啱先講到呢個 facilitator。即係俾我印象，好似 facilitator 冇咁重要，教練比較重要啲。不過我以為 facilitator 更加重要，而 facilitator 係要 keep 嗰個教練 accountable， 佢有冇 coach 到咁啊？係咪咁咧？我有啲混亂。
好嘅，但阿 Bob 頭先都提過咧，就係、是、嗰個 facilitator 有時好似我咧係嗰個推動嘅人咧，我又做埋教練。咁就我主要講咧，就最重要係嗰個教練嚟嘅，喺成個嘅網絡裏邊。
啊，那个 facilitator 揀嘅时候，那个推动嘅人咧拣嚟拣系都要小心啲去揀，但佢唔系最主要嘅角色，而在乎一个边个人系啱啱做紧。嗱，呢个喺我自己个经验当中咧就系咁样样。你讲到那个意象咧，我觉得最少有两样嘅意象。第一个意象咧就系嗰个教练必须要系睇到咧，直堂要一个牧师同工，即系直堂嘅同工能够成功啊，直堂直得好咧。这个是一个大前提的意象，他的目标他来参与做一个教练就要认同这件事，然后他都要认同这个教练的方式是一个很实际具体能够去帮助一个直堂运动能够达到成功的，那他就是要接纳到这些意象，这个意象就变成就是那个整体运作使这个网络能够成功的那个意象，如果他不能够接纳这些意象，佢就唔可以嚟到去做呢样嘢，因为佢自己本身要将佢生命投入喺呢班人嘅身上面。Maybe you want to add something to this?
I would just add one other thought. In a situation where you don't necessarily have lots of experienced church planters to draw on to be coaches.It's a good idea just simply to find the very best coach you can who has good question asking skills, good coaching skills, and then give them something like the Church Planner's Toolkit and just tell them to memorize it.
如果你是刚刚开始这些事工没有一些就很新的开始一些这样的网络的话，可能你需要将最好的教练都摆出来，跟着就再训练这些教练看看本书。
The question I'm not sure that got fully addressed is the question of whose vision is it?
我唔知呢个问题咧，就系讲边一个嗰个意象系最重要。
I think the church planter is accountable to the denominational leader or whatever group they're a part of. That's the vision they're ultimately trying to see accomplished through the multiplication of churches.
对个直堂的同工来讲呢，他要去负责任的呢当然是宗派啦。那如果从这个角度来讲呢，他那个意象呢应该是要达到的目的呢，就是整个宗派要设立那个堂会的目的。
The coach comes alongside to help facilitate that to happen.
那个教练的角色呢就是跟他一起行，令到这个目的能够完成。
That's why before I approve a church planter, I suggest strongly you have an assessment,and they give you a written proposal of what their plan is. So that once those are two come together, then the coach knows what they need to be coaching toward.
所以当我要去鼓励那些的直堂同工的时候呢，那我就要他通过一个评核啦，也都要请他写一份的建议书啦。那有了这两个的目标之后呢，那些教练就知道怎样去帮他一起达到目标。
One thought is that sometimes it's not the best, and we've discovered this from our experience, not the best to have the coach be the direct supervisor.
咁有时嗰个教练唔一定系最理想做监督嘅人选。
If the coach is the direct supervisor, the church planter may not feel free to share everything.
如果教练系佢嘅顶头上司嘅话咧，那个直堂同工咧有时唔会咁开放嚟分享。
So if the coach comes alongside.Then they can have more freedom to share because they know that it's not going to cost them their job if they share.
所以那个的教练如果是跟那个同工一起行的话呢，那个直堂同工呢就不会担心将些秘密讲出来会被炒鱿。
And so I think that's also a way of not making sure the coach becomes this, you know, very powerful person, but rather becomes one that's like Barnabas coming alongside, putting the arm around.
所以咧，教练个角色你话佢系咪好紧要咧？咁其实咧，佢角色咧就系要拍下膊头，伴住佢执行。
Now I know that wasn't the question you were asking, but I wanted to make sure I said that at some point during the day.
所以澄清刚才所问嘅问题。
Okay, other questions?
有冇其他问题？
正话 Bob 咧提到啊，最好嗰个 supervisor 最理想就唔系个 coach， 个 coach 咧又唔系个 supervisor， 那個 coach 和 supervisor 的關係怎樣配搭，使到那個直堂者能夠分順得好呢？是不是要在個 supervisor 以外，在個網絡以外，或者在那個權責的角色裏面找另外一些人去做那個 coach？ 我不知道可不可以澄清兩者的關係。
Okay. The generally speaking, the church planter needs to report somewhere directly. Maybe it would be the parent church pastor, for instance.
一般嚟講咧，就係嗰個直堂嘅同工咧，就需要向母堂負責任。
If you bring somebody else. As a coach alongside, that will help the church planter to succeed and do what they need to do.
如果你在这个系统以外，安排一个教练去帮助这个直堂同工呢，可以令到他直堂的目的达成。
That's the reason why it's so clear that you have to have a plan before you start, so that the coach knows what is trying to be accomplished by the planter and what needs to be accomplished from the vantage point of the supervisor.Or the person to whom they're accountable.
所以要開始直堂嘅時候咧，一定要一個好整全嘅計劃，以至嗰個教練咧知道呢個直堂嘅同工要達到咩嘅目標，同埋嗰個母堂嘅期望係點樣。
It would not be necessary to find somebody completely out of your system. Just find somebody that isn't in the direct accountability line.
所以都唔需要喺系統之外去尋找呢個教練，總之佢唔係嗰個直線上司咧，就應該會。
And obviously, you'd want to have a good relationship between the coach and the supervisor, because the coach's job is to help the planter succeed in accordance with what they've all agreed to do already.
如果呢個教練同埋嗰個監督係有良好嘅關係咧，亦都有好處嘅。咁因為咧係要幫助嗰個直堂嘅同工。
If anything, the coach is a little bit more on the side of the planter, so the planter feels more supported and cared for.
所以個教練咧應該係站喺直堂工作者嗰個立場多啲，咁就會令到個直堂工作者咧就覺得佢係了解同埋幫助佢嘅。
On occasion, the coach might get involved in helping to facilitate communication between the planter and the supervisor.
咁有時呢個教練咧亦都可以擔任另外一個角色咧，就係成為咗嗰個監督同埋推動者或者直堂工作者之間嘅橋梁。
There are a few supervisors that can, in fact, do a good job of coaching.
有些的監督呢可以成為很好的教練的。
But I find particularly in the notion of a parent church pastor is that it's very hard to maintain all the different hats because they have to be a pastor to this person, they have to be an encourager, they have to bless, and then to do the coaching besides makes too many things to do all at one time. And something gets lost.
作為一個母堂的主任牧師咧，佢就唔係太過適宜成為一個分堂教練，因為母堂嘅牧師要照顧嘅範數咧就太過多咧，或者未必能夠好好照顧呢個分堂嘅工作。
David, do you have any experience from Chinese perspective? Is that
okay? 中國人嘅情況係點啊？做牧師有冇咩意見
？Okay. He jogs.
充滿活力。
我哋發覺咧，比較喺我自己嘅經歷上，我比較難接受你呢個講法。咁啊，就因為因為令到好似好複雜啊。因為細胞小組教會本身咧，就一路都有依一個嘅 supervisor， 其實就係做 coach， 即係組長就教緊實習組長，導師教緊組長。區牧教緊實習區牧又教緊導師，又主要牧師又教緊區牧，即係佢頂頭上司亦都係佢教練。咁啊，但係你而家就話咧咁樣樣好似係唔係幾好。咁但係如果係咁咧，就會我想象啊，如果用同一個理論擺入我的教會咧，就會非常非常混亂噶啦。即是所有的 supervisor 都不可以做 coach， 那即是你又要看住他，但又要另外一个入来做 coach。在我会不会的问题就是我们要教人怎样做 supervisor， 就不是个问题你改变个 supervisor 形象，做 supervisor 方法。 rather 是要另外 introduce 一个 coach 入嚟，即系我个问题咁。
I have no problem with that, Ben.
对我嚟讲唔系问题。
But it's based upon one very important assumption.
一个好重要嘅假设。
That all your supervisors are good coaches.
你嗰啲嘅监督咧系好嘅教练。
And in a healthy cell church system, that is in fact true.
在一些健康的小组教会里面，这个是真的。
In non-cell church environments, that in fact is mostly not true.
在不是小组教会的教会当中，这个情况就通常不是这样。
So therefore, for the sake of the cell church network, please ignore my last comment.
如果是小组教会的话，不用听我讲正话那些说话了。
And for everyone else, please take it to heart.
其他人呢，要特别留心听。
Fair enough?
So, 讲到那个的 supervisor 那里呢，就是我想也都帮这不是小组教会的教会的同工听一听，就是呢好多直堂的 supervisor 呢，他们只是一班什么人来的呢，就是一些行政的人能手来的。他们对直堂那些东西什么都不知道。就是变了呢，很多时候的 supervisor 呢去衡量啊，去决定那个工作呢，他们就是很无知地去帮，然后决定什么应该做什么不应该做。那所以在我自己的经历来讲呢，就是我就是自己直个堂，咁然后我喺里面领受嗰啲痛苦，而家去做一个 supervisor 嘅时候咧，就有嗰个好处咧，咁我知道点样去做。咁所以啊，我同意阿 Bob 讲嗰个好重要咧，就好多一般嘅宗派领袖咧，佢哋真系净系识得处理行政嗰啲嘢，佢哋唔知道真系打个上仗系点样嘅，所以又唔系好赞成将两样连埋一齐咯。
And the one other addition to that is very often the church planter will have to report to like a church planting committee or something like that. And denominations, when they hear about this, say, oh great, we'll get the committee members to be the coaches of the church planters. And very often those are precisely the wrong people to have in that position.
補充一點的呢，就是個直堂同工呢，通常呢，就要在一個直堂的小組啊，報告啊，或者是個主任牧師報告啊，那麼主任牧師呢，就很自然覺得，咦，那個小組的成員呢，可以很自然成為一些教練啊，但事實上呢，未必是的。
我哋听到好多关于教义啦、推动者啦，咁啊，可能我哋嘅脑海里边咧，各人有自己嘅印象啊。咁啊，我自己仲有啲少少抽奖啊。咁啊，想问问下，一个星期里边或者一个月里边啦，一个教练花几多个时间做乜嘢啊？或者一个推动员咧，仲要花几多个时间做乜嘢？
Both the facilitator and the coach would be present at the network meeting.
推动者同埋教练咧都一定要出席网络聚会。
So network meeting is typically 3 or 4 hours.
网络聚会系应该系3至4个钟嘅。
And then there'd be the travel time, of course.
当然加埋周居时间。
The facilitator would have to prepare for the network meeting.
推动者咧系要预备呢一啲嘅网络聚会。
That may take an hour.
或者用一个钟头添啦。
The we have materials and curriculum that to be used, so it's not that you have to invent something from nothing.
我哋已经有一啲嘅特别嘅手册咧，大家可以参考，唔需要由零做起。
The coach will also need to coach.The church planter.
教练咧就仲要附加去指导直堂工作者嘅时间。
Generally, that's a couple of hours.
一般嚟讲系2个钟到啦。
Once a month.
我讲紧系每个月所要用嘅时间。
So the coach, if the coach is just planting, coaching one person, is spending maybe 7-8 hours, including transportation, maybe one full day.
一个嘅教练咧，如果佢 只是指导一个童工的话，他可能要用七至八或者是一个整日的时间，一个月里面用。
And if you're coaching more, you just add up the time.
如果你是指导多一个人的话，就照乘上去。
And I like the facilitator to coach at least one, even if the facilitator doesn't coach everybody.
我很期望那个推动者呢都至少去教练一个人，虽然他不能够教练所有的人。
同埋咧，即系喺嗰个补充一点咧，就喺嗰个美国或者加拿大，我哋做嘅嗰个 coaching system 咧，即系譬如话喺嗰个 NCI 里边咧，嗰、那个 facilitator 每一个月咧有一个大概一个钟头嘅时间系同负责安排统筹成个 NCI 嘅我哋叫做head coach 或者边个咧，同佢通一个钟头电话。咁即系譬如话系长途电话嚟嘅，咁佢就会打电话嚟就问我咧上一个月点样样。有啲乜嘢问题出现，然后你呢个嚟緊呢一个月你係会预备边一课，有啲咩问题你唔掂嘅，咁喺电话上面呢佢就会帮助我，等我做呢个推动嘅人呢有问题嘅时候呢佢都可以讲到我听。咁而且有个好处呢就係因为嗰个人呢佢係要处理好多唔同嘅呢啲嘅网络嘅活动，咁变咗佢好多嘅疑难杂症咧，佢都听过好多，咁佢就变咗一听到个问题嘅时候咧，佢就可以将佢喺第二度听到一啲嘅解决嘅方法话俾我知啦。咁所以成个系统咧系好似好稳阵咁样嘅，真系好稳阵，即系有人喺度帮你，唔系你自己一个出嚟咧，俾咗答嘢你就算啦，就有呢啲一个钟头即系一个月嘅一个电话。
咁對於Book 頭先所講嘅咧，我都係贊同。不過咧，有喺嗰個嘅講解裏邊咧，係咪有啲嘅標籤嘅 contradiction 喺裏邊咧？即係我哋期望係最好嘅人選，但係而家最好嘅人選咧，通常咧都已經好忙噶啦。比方喺香港嘅處境裏邊咧，通常係母堂嘅堂主任，佢已經係有即係直堂嘅經驗啦。比方喺宣道會嚟講，但係就唔係一個嘅行政人員負責曬咧整個直堂工作，係唔同嘅堂會，可能佢一間堂成個嘅系列。有十几间的分堂等等。在这个情况里面你去做的时候又加上是要求配偶和一起。即使在同一个宗派里面都有一个技术的困难，怎样 call 这些人来到一起来到聚集。于是我就会问一个问题，究竟是什么是最基本是不可以改，什么是可以改，是不是一定要一个月一次聚会呢，是不是一定要同配偶一起参与，又或者在同样的这个的NCI 的组别里面有些是结了婚的，有些未结婚的，有些是有仔女的，又怎样可以将他们放在一起呢？就这些就变成是上个 book 来的回答。
So are you asking about just the spouse involvement? Because you mentioned you were first talking about the senior pastor of the parent church and then you switched to spouse. And so I didn't quite understandAre you asking about the spouses, or are you asking about the senior pastor?
以出租嗰个嘅时间嘅分配上边，如果你需要系最好嘅 the best quality of 嗰啲嘅 coaches 嘅时候，同埋就变咗喺嗰个嘅时间嘅分配同埋优先次序上边，点样样系即系我哋话要达成呢一个嘅理想，但喺呢个过程里边有啲乜嘢系可以作出一啲嘅 compromise 或者系。作出一啲嘅 adjustment 調節。
Right, that's one of the reasons why I say, generally speaking, the senior pastor in the traditional church is not the best one to be the coach because the senior pastor won't spend the time necessary to do the good job of coaching. Namely, coming to the network meetings and doing the coaching appointment, in addition to doing all the other stuff that the senior pastor has to do. So that cannot be compromised. If the senior pastor cannot do it.Then find a coach that can do it so that the planter gets the coaching they need.
所以我嗰个论点咧就系话嗰个母堂嘅主任牧师咧就唔系太过适宜作为嗰个教练，因为佢已经系百无前身啦，边度有时间去指导嗰个嘅分堂咧？所以你做唔到嘅时候咧，你最好揾另外一个人系可以全心做得到嘅。
但呢个就系一个最大嘅问题嘅。若果喺我哋嘅嗰个嘅宗派里边。如果不是个 senior pastor 是去带头去做的时候，整个直堂运动是注定是会失败的。
church kind of movement, your whole kind of movement will collapse.
但我俾一个嘅实际嘅例子俾你，点样去处理呢样嘢咧？就系、是、我识得我哋自己有一个嘅姊妹嘅中区会喺美国嘅宾夕法尼亚州嗰度嘅 Pennsylvania， 佢哋成个嘅宗派，即系成个区会咧，系好睇重呢个直堂嘅运动，同埋完全接受咗呢个教练嘅工作。咁佢哋做咗咩事咧？佢哋就系喺佢哋成个区会嘅预算里边咧。有一筆錢咧，係請一幾個嘅 coach 咧，淨係去 coach 佢哋嘅 church planter， 所以係受薪嘅嚟到 coach 嘅。咁即係如果你嗰個係問題嘅時候咧，就請一個人嚟到去做。It's from Eastern Mennonite Mission, like Grand Yodel's place. They actually pay for, yeah. So this was one.
See, from my experience, in most churches, senior pastors are too busy.
我的经验呢就是主任牧师是应该很忙的。
And there are many things that the senior pastors could stop doing and wouldn't make any difference.
但其实主任牧师有很多事不做呢教会都不会倒的。
There would be no fewer people in heaven if they stopped doing some things.
如果他们不做很多事呢天堂都不会少了几多个人的。
In fact, if they stopped doing some things and started focusing on the right things, there might even be more people in heaven.
如果他不做一些事集中精力做一些事天堂会多了一些人。
And for many of these practical reasons, in most church systems, the senior pastor needs to provide vision for and blessing to and maybe even show up at the network meeting for the new church incubator, say a few words of encouragement and empower those that are going to do it to do it.
所以个主任牧师咧，应该系集中系带动呢个异象啦，鼓励嗰啲推动者啦，咁样嘅时候咧，去揾一啲有心做嘅人去做嘅时候咧，就已经系好足够。
In the cell church system, it's more streamlined and simpler, and so therefore the pastors are more directly involved, and that's fine.
喺小组教会里边咧，组织比较简单啲，咁嗰个主要嘅负责人咧，就通常咧一定系有参与嘅。
If you think about what we're talking about here, it, when fully implemented, will fundamentally change the way that churches are cared for. It'll fundamentally change the way denominations are structured.
你会发现如果这个直堂运动是可以全面去推动的时候呢就基本上是改变了一个教会牧养的方式和一个宗派那个运作的方式的。
The problem is,that until it becomes a movement, it won't change the structure.
个问题呢就是如果未成气候呢就根本改不到那个的体制。
And therein lies the painful process of implementation.
这个呢就是实践的时候一些很痛苦的经验。
But if in fact what we're talking about are true principles, then therefore we must proceed to go this direction regardless.
如果我哋所讲嘅系一啲圣经嘅原则，咁我哋一定要朝呢啲方向去努力。
And that's why we've set this up as a long side of structure, and don't try to just take this structure and integrate it into your existing structure. It'll kill you.
所以我哋建议咧，就系去推动呢一个嘅运动嘅时候咧，就喺你现成嘅建制里边咧，系开始呢一个嘅运动，就唔好将呢个运动咧就摆入咗你嘅建制里边，否则咧呢个运动咧就会受中正沉。
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a chance to have a portion of a network meeting.
我哋俾大家一个机会咧，去试一试我哋开一个嗰个网络嘅会嘅时候系点样开发嘅。
Now the group is much larger than we normally have, and that's okay.
因为呢度嘅人数系比我哋平时嘅大好多，但系我哋都一样可以试嘅。
But assume for the minute now that you're all church planters or church planting team members.
嗱，而家开始咧，喺呢个时候开始咧，大家转变成为咩咧？你哋直堂嘅工作人员同埋佢哋嘅队员。
So how many of you are church planting team members or church planters? Can I see your hands?
俾我哋睇下有几多个系直堂同工喺呢度。
Every hand should go up.
应该全部手举起噶，大家醒啊！而家系炸帝系啊！举手举手，冚唪唥都系。
For the next hour you are, okay.
跟住呢个钟头，你冚唪唥都系直堂同工。
Okay, now so that's the arrangement, and to explain give a little teaching and explain the activity, David will just facilitate that. And the, those that need the English interpretation upstairs,
我个英文嘅翻译员喺上边，一阵间个教导同埋嗰个指导嗰方面咧，我会负责嘅。
OK，
嗱，我哋而家先咧系分一分组先啊。我哋一共有九组，但系我哋要就一就讲英文嘅。我想知道咧，有边一位咧，你哋系可以觉得自己英文比较好，你可以参加英文嗰组嘅。我先睇睇啊 ，How many of you need to be in an English group, English speaking?How many of you speak?
Where are you?
Okay, we got the two friends from the Philippines. So, 我哋有冇可唔可以俾我有多五位六位系可以系自愿去参加呢个英文嗰组嘅？睇睇六只手，一二三，三个，四个。Okay, 仲有冇？请你哋企起身先，企起身。五位，仲争多一个英文嘅，英文嗰组嘅，上面有两个牌，我要多一个，有冇？冇啊，好啦，算啦，系咁先。咁咧就英文嗰组嘅，你坐埋一齐先啦。The English speaking group can sit together, you know, right now, and we do some more processing later. Okay， 啊，其他嗰班嘅同工啊，直堂同工，你哋全部直堂同工嚟嘅。我请你哋而家开始咧，就系由呢度开始，你一阵间出去全部会参加嘅啦。请你开始数咧，就一到八，然后第九嗰个又数翻第一。OK， 请你先。OK， 大声啲，冇九噶，一嚟噶。OK， 快啲。啊，到翻后边嗰位。OK， 快啲七。一。八冇啊。OK， 好，现在请你们跟着自己的组织坐在一起，快快出去，快走快走，这个混乱直堂法。OK， 这里的是多少组啊？哪组？快点，我们要争取时间，一会儿会出去的，现在在这里坐定先。OK， 坐定咗啦，已经找到位嗰啲坐定，然后话俾人哋听你系边一组。OK， 坐定晒，坐定坐定啦。咁咧呢个时间咧会派俾你哋一份我哋开呢个网络小组会嘅嗰份嘅资料。OK， 坐定啦，认定你自己嗰组嘅组员吓。OK。我哋通常开一个呢个组会咧，大概嘅时间咧系差唔多三个钟头，咁就要每一个月系一次嘅。OK， 留心听啊，我哋而家尝试咧系俾你哋感受一下一个呢个嘅网络嘅会系点样样嘅。OK， 咁大概咧喺呢三个钟头里边咧，我哋会做几样嘅嘢嘅。咁我已经讲过咧，喺我哋嗰边做嘅时候咧，之前我哋加埋食饭，因为食饭嗰样嘢咧。是可以建立我们的气氛，培养那个气氛，大家可以很很轻松的下面大家可以倾偈。在香港仍然可以做一样东西，就是如果你是要吃饭，就带一些东西吃来这个地方，就是在哪里聚会就在哪里吃饭。那就有一个很好的做法，就是那些教练最好就约埋你的那个同工，譬如说约了在哪个站地铁站哪里等，或者如果在屯门出来那些是更正，为什么？因为长时间可以来到，变成你们一起在那个地方约定来，在路上大家都可以有沟通的时间。这样也都是应用回走的时候又有用，因为走的时候就变成大家可以讲回你今天那个经历是怎样的。那些是一些额外的bonus 的时间来的。咁我哋每一次开会咧，通常咧就系有，
英文版冇。我唔系呢度吓。咁样咧就通常每一次嘅嗰、那个网络嘅会咧，我哋就系分咧两三部或者三部分嘅时间。如果你哋攞住第一页你去睇睇咧，就系、是、今日咧我哋啱啱咧系讲到叫做计划。嗱，每一次咧就有唔同嘅一啲嘅直堂里边需要嘅学习嘅知识上边嘅好短嘅教导。咁就每一次，譬如话第一堂咧，我哋讲到乜嘢叫做意象。咁就会有少少嘅教导係俾大家了解到呢意象係點樣構成，咩叫做意象。咁第二堂可能叫做點樣嘅譬如話組織你嗰個嘅核心小組，咁就會話俾你知核心小組係乜嘢。嗱，嗰個就叫做呢係我哋嗰個嘅簡單嘅教导啦，呢度翻译呢就叫做簡潔嘅演讲，即係好短嘅教导。咁之前呢我哋就会讲咗俾你听呢我哋需要用嘅资料係咩嘢。嗱，呢啲需要用嘅资料啦，就是对所有直堂和教练来讲，他们都很需要是预备的，特别对于教练，他们未来之前他们已经看了这些书了。譬如说这里讲了一开始参考资料 Beyond Church Growth， 在这本书里面的第一个的原则和第九个原则，就是今天这一堂讲计划里面是会用得到的了。所以那个教练未来之前，那个推动的人已经跟他联络过，就告诉他知你看了第一课和第九课。咁另外亦都会喺嗰个嘅锦囊嗰度呢，就会第三同埋第四课。咁记住呢，第三课第四课呢包括埋嗰本书后面嘅第三第四课嘅嗰个习作嗰啲嘅 worksheet。嗱，如果你哋今日冇呢本书喺手上面，你亦都系对直堂有负担想认识，或者喺教练上面要做呢，你而家呢最好就系去买呢本书，一阵间出去嘅时候你攞先，然后跟住走先俾钱。因为我哋一阵间呢会用到呢本书里面啲嘢嘅。咁样呢就好啦，咁然后呢我哋开始嘅聚会之先呢，通常嗰个推动嘅人呢，你记得我头先食饭之前嘅时候讲过啦，推动嗰个人呢就係、是、未带呢个聚会嘅时候呢，我一早已经喺电话上面同一个教练呢，总教练呢係有一个钟头嘅倾谈。喺嗰个钟头里面呢，佢就会问我你下一次要教边一课，咁我话计划。咁佢就同我讲呢，计划里面你预备嘅时候你有冇遇到一啲咁嘅问题。咁我就将我遇到嘅问题呢，即係我有备课啦，我就遇咗啲问题，我有啲唔識嘅嘢呢，咁我就问佢。咁佢亦都话俾我知啦，喺第二啲嘅组别里面呢，即係呢啲网络嘅聚会里面，佢哋學習到啲乜嘢，或者佢哋经历过啲咩嘢，佢就喺电话上面话俾我知。咁亦都佢会问我呢，上一个月我同佢对话嘅里面讲过俾佢听，我哋嗰组嘅成员里面发生嘅嗰啲嘢呢，而家嘅情况有冇乜嘢改变。我有到乜嘢需要佢帮助嘅，咁佢会喺一组嘅电话上面呢，叫做呢 coaching appointment 呢，佢就有一个教练嘅时间呢同我一齐。咁所以呢，我而家假设呢我系一个嘅推动嗰个人啦 ,facilitator, 我已经有人教咗我，已经好定啦，因为我备咗课睇咗书，有人喺电话上面讲。如果我唔系一个好有经验嘅直堂嘅人呢，我都可以做嘅，即系如果我教个主一学啊，或者诸如此类做个领导嘅地位，但系对直堂好投入，虽然我唔识嗰啲嘅内容呢，咁我都已经有咗咁多嘅准备啦，我可以教。咁呢开始嘅时候，通常我哋都会话呢大组嘅意思呢，就係所有成员喺埋一齐，我哋先有啲 warm up 嘅时间。如果你睇呢度呢，即係我哋 assume 呢，即係假设你哋未必个个都识嘅，咁我哋就会俾大家呢去讲下你个名，你跟教会然后或者叫你讲下呢，即係参加咗呢个你嘅得着系啲乜嘢。因为呢堂通常呢就係、是、第四、第五次或者第三次，即有时候就翻你嗰个嘅进度嚟讲㗎。但係啱啱如果有啲新嚟嘅人呢，咁我哋就可以俾佢哋感受下呢其他嗰啲人嘅反应系点，所以我哋叫呢个 warm up 啦。好啦，咁跟住呢就係演嗰个嘅教导嘅时间啦。如果我係嗰个推动嘅人呢，而家我同你经即係去睇呢一段嘅嘢呢，就係、是、好接近真嘅嗰个情况。今日呢一个嘅系讲到计划，即係如何计划。我嗰个做 facilitator 呢，我就开始嘅时候呢，因为呢我已经睇咗书啦，喺电话有人教咗我啦，所以我应该好掂㗎啦。而家咁我而家嚟到同大家讲啦。咁譬如话假设呢，就係、是、好即係讲完晒啦，祈完祷啦。咁我今日呢我哋嘅题目呢就叫做计划。咁我想问各位同工啦，你哋有几多位呢喺你哋自己嗰个嘅行程表里面呢，你哋嗰个calendar 呢里面是有预咗一个月里面有哪一日的会去计划的吗？有没有人？
你定了是计划去计划的任务。嗱，呢个唔系几好喎，因为点解咧？如果你冇计划过去计划咧，通常你就唔会去计划嘅。因为点解我哋平时都好忙，我哋忙到咧就系咧将啲好重要嘅嘢，通常都系放到最后先做，咁啊结果永远都唔做。如果我哋唔去做嗰啲重要嘅嘢咧，而嗰啲重要嘅嘢包括计划喺里边咧，因为我哋冇计划嘅时候咧，我哋个后果咧就系越嚟越多问题出现，越嚟越多问题出现嘅时候咧，嗰啲问题大到咧到我哋要再计划啦都唔掂啦。咁所以咧，我哋要计划嚟到去计划。咁我想今日咧介绍呢个表俾你哋睇啦，请大家睇第二页啦。啊，第二呢个表咧好简单嘅啫，就系讲我哋知咧，我哋计划嘅过程里边做直堂嘅工作咧，系应该点样去做嘅。嗱，如果你睇呢个表咧，就系一个嘅我哋叫 flow chart， 有次序嘅嚟到一步一步嚟到去做啊。而家好简单解释俾我哋，即系俾大家听下咧，计划嘅时候我哋要留意啲咩嘢。嗱，计划嘅第一步咧，就是要计划去计划，即是举个例子咧，你而家应该攞咗你嗰本嘅行事嗰本嘅即系手册或者嗰啲日记簿出嚟写咗咧，就系我下一个月嘅星期一或者下一个礼拜一咧，我会去计划，咁样叫做计划第一步。然后你就会睇到咧喺计划嘅过程里边咧，我哋第一步要知道咧就系我哋去再自己重新嘅去澄清下咧，到底我哋喺呢个直堂工作上边，我哋嗰个方向，我哋嗰个价值观系咩嘢？有时我哋唔记得咗嘅系咪啊？我哋做咗下嘢就唔记得咗噶啦，因为太忙啊，太多嘢顾，咁所以咧喺计划嘅时候咧，我哋要自己再肯定翻咧，就系呢个系我嘅目标，我而家再写翻出嚟，或者摆喺面前啊，笃口笃面，等我睇到咧，呢个系我哋呢间堂会嘅目标，咁啊等我哋好清楚记得啦。咁当我再提翻醒自己嘅时候咧，咁我就要去。如果未曾有一个使命宣言，因为我哋而家系咪直堂啊嘛，未曾啊系仲系起步嘅时候，嗱喺直堂嘅当中咧，我哋除咗要有一个意象之外咧，我哋一定要有一个叫做 mission statement， 我哋嘅使命嘅宣言。嗱 ，mission statement 咧好简单嚟讲，因为我哋上一堂已经讲咗 mission statement 系乜嘢啦，使命宣言。咁就大家都已經有個印象啦。咁今日咧再提一提啦，使命宣言咧就差唔多等於咧係嗰個藍圖一樣，記唔記得啊？咁因為你哋嚟過噶啦嘛，所以我當你哋記得，就好似個藍圖一樣啊，係咪啊？嗱，我哋而家重新肯定咗啊嗰個嘅使命係乜，然後我哋個藍圖喺唔喺度？嗱，如果我哋今日大家都覺得咧，我哋仲未曾有嗰個藍圖嘅時候咧，咁我哋就需要去建立嗰個藍圖嘅藍圖，意思就係由而家去到嗰個意象咧。当中我哋要有几样主要嘅嘢要去做嘅，嗰几样系乜嘢嘢？咁我哋要谂到出嚟，嗰、那个系叫做使命嘅宣言。好啦，有咗嗰个使命嘅宣言，即系话咧，我哋要行呢五步，先至可以达到我哋嘅意象。咁下一步喺计划里边咧，就系话，咁我哋点样使呢五步都发生咧？嗱，你记得第一堂、第二堂嘅时候咧，我哋讲过有棵树嘅，嗰棵树咧就系一棵嘅果树。咁嗰棵果树咧，上面咧就有好多嘅苹果喺度。嗱，如果你仲记得嘅时候，嗰啲苹果就系嗰个嘅意象嘅，即系最终嘅目的。我哋见到嗰啲果子。咁而家我哋喺边度啊？我哋而家咧，只不过喺嗰个树嘅树身下边开始上紧嚟。使命嘅宣言咧，就系嗰几棵嘅树枝嚟嘅。咁然后咧，我哋要有个计划，个计划咧。就令到咧，我哋可以由而家一路通到去结成果子，透过呢几棵嘅即系树枝，嗰啲树枝咧就使命宣言啦。咁所以我哋今日咧就要睇一睇咧，我哋要建立一个嘅策略嘅事工模式啦。就系话咧，如果我哋要直堂直得好啦，我哋就要识得咧建立一个由而家，譬如话三年之后，一步一步一步去，每一个月或者每两个月，我哋开始要做紧啲咩嘢？咁呢个咧就系嗰个事工策略啦。咁就俾我哋有个方向咯，好似一幅嘅地图一样带住我哋去 ，OK？ 嗱，然后咧，我哋睇完即系建立咗嗰度嘅时候咧，我哋就要睇一睇咧，啊，一个叫做现实嘅检查，叫做 reality check。咩叫 reality check 啊 ？reality check 好简单啦，就系啦，好啦，呢个系我哋嘅意象，呢个系我哋而家大家谂到做三年里边做到个方法，但系个 reality 嗰个现实而家有冇变到咧？我哋就要 check check 啦。譬如话咧，啊，我哋本来个意象系想值一个礼拜堂咧，就系穿向住啊喺大陆嚟嘅最近啲新移民嚟到去向佢哋嚟到做个目标去直堂嘅。咁嗰个意象咧系六个月之前我哋定嘅。 但而家个 reality 一查咧，原来咧呢一班嗰啲新移民咧，全部搬晒去屯门。我哋而家就喺湾仔，本来佢哋住喺湾仔嘅。咁、那个 reality check 即刻话俾我哋知咧，今日如果我哋再用翻原本个意象同埋我哋嘅计划咧，就唔啱嘅，因为嗰啲人已经走晒啦。啊，所以喺一个好嘅计划里边咧，如果你睇翻呢个图嘅左右两边咧，就系、是、一个好嘅计划者咧，我哋时时咧。就会去睇睇嗰个环境咧有冇改变，嗰、那个实际嘅情形有冇喺度转动，因为嗰个系一个浮动嘅嘢嚟嘅，我哋唔可以控制嘅。另外咧，嗰边咧，我哋要睇下咧实际嗰个嘅实践一啲嘅要考虑嘅问题啦。呢啲嘢做唔做到？呢啲做唔做到？成日都要问嗰个问题。每下一个决定嘅时候就问下现实有冇变到，而可唔可以做到呢样嘢？如果你通过埋嗰样嘅时候咧，就要有嗰个 action plan 啦。我哋下一步做乜嘢啦？OK， 我哋如果计划整咗出嚟，现实话俾我哋知啦，系嗰班移民仲喺度，咁我哋下一步咧系做乜嘢啦？咁我哋就喺个行事历上面就写咗嚟紧呢两个礼拜我哋做啲咩嘢，咁又跟住咧 do it 实践啦，我哋叫做 implementation 啦，就去做。嗱、啊，这个、呢个咧就系、是、成个嘅计划嗰、那个程序，所以计划嘅程序一开始系点啊？系乜嘢？Okay, plan to plan， 要计划去计划。大概几耐要计划一次啊？一个月一次又几好啊，其实。Okay， 一个月最好大家咧就定一日出嚟去计划。咁然后咧计划嘅时候，时时要提翻自己啲乜嘢。系未到 mission statement 之前咧，就是、我今日喺度想做乜嘢嘅。我而家嚟食堂食紧咩堂，就将个意象啊嗰啲嘢再俾自己睇翻，提翻醒自己。咁下一步咧？建立嗰个嘅蓝图啦，嗰、那个嘅使命嘅宣言啦，咁然后去有计划去做先得噶嘛，策略啦，要谂个步骤点样去做，咁跟住咧 reality check，ok check 下而家现实有冇变到啊 ，ok 咁然后到最后咧就设立嗰个嘅 action plan 实际嘅行动计划，咁然后你去做，好啦啊，今日就系学咗呢个计划啦，系咪好容易啊计划？好容易啫，我哋需要计划。嗱喺呢度停一停咧，就系咧，我大概用咗十分钟嘅时间咧，系去讲。咁咧就呢、這个实际上咧，喺每一个月嘅嗰个网络嘅聚会里边咧，都系用咁多时间到嘅啫。然后俾大家问一问问题，咁所以十五分钟咧，差唔多搞掂噶啦。嗱一啲好复杂嘅问题咧，我哋将佢呀讲个计划咁复杂，边个人识计划啊？其实。好简单啫嘛，就系呢啲好简单嘅程序，我哋去过咗就得啦。好啦，嗱、这、呢个咧就系喺嗰个叫做 skill 啊、呢一方面啊，俾一个嘅 tool 俾我哋，系一个直堂嘅童工咧，一定需要嘅。如果你唔识嘅时候，咁呢个咪帮咗你咯。咁我哋就会提埋咧喺边一课书里边，边度可以揾得到。好啦，嗱、这个咧就系理论嗰个 part 啦。咁我哋都要俾大家咧喺一个实际嘅环境下边咧去学点样将呢个应用出嚟。咁所以每一个嘅网络聚会咧 ，NCI 咧，特别呢个新堂嗰个培育中心咧，我哋一定要讲明咧，啲嘢系要简单，同埋咧系你哋即刻学到可以上手即刻用嘅。呢、这个先至系你哋最紧要最需要嘅嘢，唔系一啲理论上嘅嘢，翻到你仲要睇好多书先去做。咁所以我哋而家就俾一个啊好嘅一个好好用嘅方法。嚟到俾大家啦，去点样计划啦？如果你哋有呢本书咧，咁咧就要大家咧系打开去你哋嘅第248页。如果冇呢本书咧，一系你就买。咁如果真系都冇咧，咁就一阵间咧外边印咗份俾你嘅。咁喺呢本书里边，如果你打开248页咧。唔好打开住，我做咗第二样嘢先。嗱，呢个方法好简单嘅，一阵间你哋出到去每一组咧，就会有一块咁样嘅板喺外边一张台度，外边一共有九张台。咁呢个嘅计划方法咧，系好浅，但系非常之有用。如果你喺啲嘅商界嗰啲嘅训练班里边咧，可能要俾成千蚊美金，咁佢哋先教你啲咁样嘅嘢嘅。我系讲真嘅，真系嘅。咁用嘅方法咧，用嘅材料好简单嘅啫，就系、是、咧有啲嗰啲叫贴纸啊 ，post note。咁你哋一阵间出到去嘅时候咧，就去外边嗰张台咧注册嗰度咧，就每一组咧攞啊两三沓仔或者两沓仔先啦，每一沓咧可能有二三十张嘅。咁就要 make sure 咧你有支笔 ，OK 嗱，呢个系第一样要嘅嘢。
第二样要嘅嘢咧，就系、是、呢本书或者咧系攞咗影印俾你嗰份。OK， 第248到到249页。因为你每张台上边咧已经有一份呢啲嘢咧，有一块呢板咧，你就一阵间可以咁用。嗱，点样用呢一啲嘅纸咧？呢啲嘅纸咧就系话咧，如今日嘅功课要你哋做咧，去应用呢个啱啱学到嘅计划嘅方法咧，就系、是、我要你哋去建立一个直堂嘅计划书，一个计划嘅程序，系俾你未来呢一年里边呢间新堂要开始做嘅嘢。是在一年里面呢可以带你去到你自己认为啱嘅那个目标嘅。那个目标可以你嗰组嗰度定。譬如话呢你话在一年里面呢你已经有50个人呢是聚紧会㗎啦。这个是你的目标。咁你哋一阵间嘅工作要做咩点样做法呢呢啲嘅贴纸呢就係、是、俾你哋呢我哋呢度用緊仲係即係我哋用緊脑震荡嘅意思呢就係、是、呢喺呢度俾你去諗。就係话喺呢一年里面要有乜嘢嘢发生嘅呢係令到你可以有50个人聚会。嗰50个人就係同你嗰个目标係一样嘅。即係你如果想做嗰啲新移民嘅就係、是、新移民嘅人。或者呢喺呢一年里面呢你已经喺嗰度社区嗰度呢发展咗某啲嘅侍奉嘅。总之你先定咗你个目标记住呀唔好先飞咗啲飞镖先至画你个目标。先定咗你个目标。然后呢啲纸点用呢第一轮呢就是你嗰队里面呢每一个人呢就可以开始或者有一个记录嘅有一个负责写嘅或者有两个呢就我哋嘅队员呢每个都噏出嚟。噏出嚟譬如话呢 ,ok, 如果要有50人呢我哋开始要有福音报道队。咁第二个哎福音报道队我哋知道呢要用咩材料。然后呢有人信主咁我哋要有栽培㗎嘛所以我哋要有栽培嘅工具。嗱总之有乜嘢你觉得呢諗得到係需要俾你去达到嗰个目标嘅嘢全部呢就写喺呢张纸仔度。嗱每一点写喺一张纸每一点唔系10点写喺度所以我哋等俾啲咁细嘅俾你限制咗你写嘅字简单好清楚咁写。写完晒啦第一轮啦譬如话用咗15分钟嘅时间做完呢一轮嘢啦。咁就去到嗰块板。呢块板你打横放喺张台度点样用呢我哋呢就叫做一条时间线我唔使写。timeline。就譬如话而家系当系四月 ,ok, 由四月开始到出年嘅三月底咪12个月囉。咁你就呢喺呢条嘅线上面呢就画12格就系四月、五月、六月、七月。然后你就开始呢将你嗰堆嘅纸仔呢初初黐咗喺嗰张嗰呢块嘢就当已经有条时间线喺度啦打横角。总之搞清楚系左去右定右去左唔一定一撞车都有份。咁呢你开始写嘅时候呢你就可以将嗰啲纸仔呢黐喺嗰张嗰块板嘅下面先。ok, 黐喺下面。写个人写得清楚啲如果唔一定你自己都睇唔返嚟咩。咁然后呢就开始话呢 ,ok, 第一个月我哋要做啲乜嘢啦咁就下面插落边啲系第一个月做嘅嘢。咁就黐晒上嚟第一个月啦。ok, 今日第二个月第三个月啦黐咗一堆堆啦咁就每12个月里面每一格里面有一大堆嘅纸。咁然后黐完之后呢你就再重新返嚟啦四月嘅时候呢我哋如果要做边样嘢先呢我哋就啲次序要咁样排嘅因为你头先黐上去嘅就係好乱㗎嘛。你而家黐上去呢你哋就要嗰组决定呢嗰、那个排嘅次序系点样排啦边样发生先至可以带到第二度。可能你写漏咗啲嘢哦漏咗啲嘢咁嗰段时间呢你又可以再加返一张写返上去。咁嘅时候你就定咗呢将所有嘅嘢好流即係好流动性咁样呢嚟到去做。然后整晒12个月之后呢你就坐喺度再望下成组呢就係、是、doesn't make sense。咁样系咪可以做到呢个 reality, 嗰个实际环境有冇啲嘢限制我哋呢有冇咁嘅资源呢你就话啊係喎、哦、我哋唔记得咗咩事呢要筹款㗎喎、哦。因为我哋冇嗰个人支持我哋冇教会支持㗎嘛唔得唔得呢度成个月啲嘢搬腾一个月呢个月我哋公开即係主要呢就係做筹款或者做咩训练可能冇人识得去传福音我哋点去传福音啫咁就将成个月嘅全部腾啦。嗱呢个方法好简单但係简单得嚟呢帮我哋呢可以呢好伸缩性呢弹性呢嚟到改计划嚟到计划即係总之嚟到计划。加减完全呢冇乜嘢限制但是完工的时候呢你差不多可以拿这块板呢拿回去你的 office 那里呢就摆在一埲墙上挂在那里呢 然后每一个月你自己可以说我做了这样没，我做了这样没，你就可以 check。 我那些同工呢，全部都用这些方法呢，他们就每一个月在他 office 那块板上写了三个月的东西，就第一个月我现在说了要做什么，第二个月做什么，第三个月做什么，他就一路 tick 的。咁佢就眼可以睇见咧，冇剔到嗰啲咧，佢就知道咧，佢唔可以继续做下一步住，因为咧呢、这个成个时间性嘅进度咧系有逻辑连贯性，系你嗰队队员成队人一齐大家通过嘅，所以你就会知道，如果你 skip 咗一两样咧，你后边就做先咧，可能就有个问题出现嘅。嗱，有啲嘢可以平衡嚟到去做嘅，两三个主要嘅嘢，譬如话筹款啦，譬如话宣传啦。譬如话训练啦，三样主要嘅嘢可以同时进行，但系佢哋嘅长度、时间性唔一样，咁啊变咗你可以又有伸缩性啦。好啦，我停喺呢度，用咗，当然啦，我熟呢啲嘢，所以可以好快咧，用咗差唔多两个四个字嘅时间，即系呢个就叫做 skill training， 技术上面嘅训教练。成个嘅直堂嘅网络咧，就系、是、要大家可以即刻学到啲嘢，即刻去用，唔使坐喺度听听好耐，然后都唔知道做乜嘢。咁然后嗰啲我啊或者个教练咧，就一瞬间做紧嘅时候咧，就会喺你哋嘅周围睇住，然后提你哋啦，咁样做可唔可以咁啊？就俾啲意见你，就变咗啦呢啲嘅 hands on， 即系 on the job training， 一学咗即刻应用出嚟，等你哋熟习。好啦，呢度俾少少时间大家问一下有乜嘢问题？我哋出去嘅时候之前有咩问题？嗱，唔明就问，如果唔系一阵间我当你好蠢噶啦。如果我是你自己不知道我讲什么东西，请你。OK， 因为平时呢就是一个 facilitator 对于一组的，而家我一个人对九组，即是这个就是不是很现实的个情况。真正的情况呢就是每一组呢，即是每一次我们大概是有五对的教牧同工是直堂的，即是连埋他们的太太啦，那那十个人。那然后呢那五个里面呢通常呢有两个到三个的教练，有时候两个，咁就变成十二个人啦。咁然后呢我哋都鼓励呢每一个直堂嘅同工呢带佢一两位最主要嘅 key leaders 嚟。咁佢哋可以学埋呢啲嘢，就唔係淨係嗰个直堂同工夫妇去学嘅。咁你就諗下呢，如果每一个带一个嚟啦，我哋而家睇见十个、十五个、十六、十七，即係差唔多二十人每一次，一个 facilitator 可以做到对住呢係二十人左右。咁而家要咁样分咧，就变成分咗四组，因为每一组咧大概最适合就系四五个人。我哋今日就会多咗啲，但系唔紧要，因为呢个系俾你哋亲身去经历、学咗，然后即刻去用。嗱，而家再讲埋后边嗰啲，我哋就出去啦。啊，对唔住，答咗你噶啦，系咪？唔系，我会喺外边睇帮你哋噶，即系我周围走嘅。OK， 即系而家系最多可以做到咁样样啦，唔好意思吓。咁咧就。仲有冇第二啲问题先？唔係好清楚呢个方法啊，或者我头先讲嘅嘢。OK。OK， 嗱呢度啲活动咧，其实等于策略嘅大纲嚟嘅，即系譬如话你要有一个嘅报道运动喺十二月嘅时候咧，咁就你已经写咗喺度啦。到你攞住呢块板去应用佢出嚟嘅时候咧，你嗰个直堂，你如果系直堂同工咧，你知道十二月有报道会，我之前要做啲咩嘢？嗱，嗰个咪系一个策略嘅第一个问题啦。What do I need to do？ 即系我要做啲咩令到十二月呢个报道会可以成功咧？咁就一路褪翻上嚟谂啊。所以成个过程已经系一个策略嘅。但系个报道会点样筹备嗰啲咧？你就唔喺呢度谂，你就会谂乜嘢咧？边啲人系可以揾出嚟去筹备嗰个报道会？你就话需要有一个报道会筹备小组喺五月嘅时候成立。咁、那个报道会筹备小组你可以去到好仔细都得噶。当然我哋而家冇时间咁样做。你如果去到好仔细咧，就报道筹备会成立系五月、六月要讲完请咗啦。嗱，呢个咪一路一路嘅计划咯，有条时间线咯。但你都要定咗有个报道会，咁人哋就要谂翻转头啦。 要有乜嘢做咧，系令到你有个布道会可以成功咯？你明白嗰、那个本身系个计策略嚟嘅。然后你完咗之后睇翻嘅时候，你话唔应该有布道会啊？点解唔应该有布道会咧？因为喺同一个时间咧，你有三样第二啲活动发生嘅时候，你就话：哎呀，我哋唔攰够人手做，所以我哋要将布道会掹翻出嚟。咁啊，俾你一个叫 big picture 可以 coordinate 嗰啲活动啦。OK。得咧就我哋而家睇埋最后呢一度，我哋出去有大概半个钟头时间俾你做。通常咧完咗呢个 exercise 之后咧，咁咧我哋就会走翻埋一齐咧，就每一组咧就会有一个祷告嘅时候。咁、那个祷告嘅时候通常咧分开两个、三个人一组。咁就有时候我哋就叫啲牧师咧自己一组，啲师母自己一组。咁佢哋就有好长嘅时间咧，可以讲下佢哋嗰个嘅经历啊，喺过去呢一个月里面有冇一啲嘅嘢系令到佢 struggle 噶，咁就彼此喺里面代祷啦，就差唔多咧系有半个钟头嘅时间。咁做完晒之后啦，咁我哋就会咧就系话咧，下一次嘅嗱呢个时间咧就系嗰个教练咧都会同大家去倾偈啦，即系如果我系你嘅教练嘅时候，我就会约咗你就行开埋一边咧，我哋就会倾。倾完之后咧，就会写低咧个行动。你嚟紧呢个月里面有乜嘢咧系要做嘅？有乜嘢系我答应咗要做嘅？譬如话睇某啲嘅书，你话我完咗之后都唔系好明白点样计划法，咁我就叫咗你睇嗰两课嘅书，咁你会去睇。咁呢个咧就系嗰个行动，即系要做嘅嘢啦。OK。咁到最后咧就系会有一张咧叫做回应方回应嘅纸，就会叫你讲出嚟咧。今日呢一个嘅经历系点样样？你中唔中意咧？有乜嘢改进咧？有乜嘢你觉得好闷啊？不如翻屋企瞓觉啊？咁你都可以照直咁写。咁、那个名嗰度咧就可以唔使俾你签。我通常叫我啲同工查埋写过你嘅名字上去，因为点解咧？即系你有胆写低嘅时候就写低，咁等可以同你倾啊嘛。因为我哋大家都好熟嘅。咁佢写低嘅时候有乜嘢唔满意，有咩建议咧？咁我会照做。咁呢个就系一次嘅。网络小组的聚会，那个教练和那对夫妇呢是大概用一个钟头的时候倾偈，咁就那班同工之间有半个钟头的祈祷，那半个钟头里面就分享很多那些嘅嘢啦，咁大家彼此代祷，咁就整个嘅时间里面呢俾大家学，俾大家应用，俾大家彼此代祷，然后有教练嘅时间，咁然后下一个月呢大家再见。咁就一个其中一个好处咧，就建立咗一种嘅团队嘅精神咧。特别喺一个咁样网络里边咧，同一个宗派当中咧，就减少咗好多大家竞争嘅嗰种嘅可能性。因为有好多时候，我哋发觉咧，啲食堂牧师一见面嘅时候，就系问第一个问题系咪咩啊？教会点啊？有几多人聚会啊？嗱，嗰个咧系好唔好嘅问题嚟噶。一问嘅时候，我点答咧？答得少，我上个月我话俾你知五十人，今个月得翻卅人，咁你自然咧已经有咗个隔膜喺度。我哋经过呢个网络小组嘅活动之后咧，通常我哋发现咧，大家好 understand， 因为里面分享到我哋嘅难处，你彼此嚟去帮助。
How many of you enjoyed that exercise we did？
有几多人系享受正话嘅练习啊？
See, the assignment you normally give people is to say, we want this thing to be so clear and understandable in terms of how all the things relate to each other, etc., that if you were to walk away, somebody else could pick up the plan and know exactly what to do and how it all connects and how it all works together.
整个的练习的目的呢就是要很简单很清楚甚至咧，当你系离开嗰个工作，别人接手嘅时候咧，都可以跟得到进度嘅情况。
Obviously, though, you needed more than 30 minutes to be able to do that kind of a job.
其实你哋需要唔止30分钟嘅。
How many of you felt that your perception of planning has changed because of this activity?
有几多觉得你对计划嗰个嘅概念已经有咗转变，透过呢一个活动，请举手。
So how many of you will plan a little differently as you go about the next project that you do?
有些人呢将会计划另外一个的义工的时候呢你会有转变的呢请举手。
See, that's what adult learning is all about.
这个就是成人方式学习的方式。
And so that's an example of what a skill training would be within a new church incubator.
咁咧就亦都系新堂培育所里边有关技巧训练嗰个嘅类别。
And you just got a little bit of a taste of it.
咁你哋其实可以试到少少先噶啦。
Luxfi will be explaining it later, but there's actually a whole set of these kinds of skills that you can use in a new church incubator, and that material is being translated into Chinese.
有好多嘅呢啲技巧嘅训练咧，已经译成咗本书叫做 NCI New Church Incubator， 新堂嘅培育所，迟啲咧就会介绍俾大家。
And there are also materials for the Parent Church Network.
另外嗰个母堂嘅网络嘅材料咧，亦都翻译咗。
And we're working on the other materials.
其他新嘅材料咧，就已经系接近完成阶段。
Now look at page 14. I want to just give you the rest of the picture.
请翻开十四页，我哋睇埋其他嘅材料。
How many of you have been here all week?
有几多人系成个礼拜都有出席嘅？请举手。
Okay, look around. Pray for these people. They've been here for 5 days.
留意下呢几个坚持到底啊，为佢哋祈祷。
And some of them are going.
有啲人咧就可能仲瞓紧啊。
So we can make it. Just one more hour, and we'll make it.
一个钟头啫，系咪佢
？Now, the material I said already. We have some material already for NCI and PCM.
啱啱提过咧，我哋嗰个母堂网络同埋新堂培育嘅网络都已经有材料啦。
And some of that can be used in the Healthy Church Network.
呢啲嘅材料咧，可以喺一个健康堂会网络里边嚟去运用嘅。
And more kinds of resources are coming.
陆续有来。
Both from Hong Kong Church Renewal Movement as well as from ourselves and others.
香港嘅教心啊，美国嘅Bob嘅机构咧，都会陆续炮制啲材料。
But on page 14, you see the steps that we use to develop curriculum for networks.
在第十四页咧，我哋就睇到去设计呢一啲材料嘅嗰啲嘅步骤。
So for those of you that want to write your own curriculum, here's the process to follow to be able to do a good job at it.
如果你想自己制作你嘅材料咧，你可以根据呢一度嘅步骤咧去。
So I don't need to read this for you, but this is a summary of what the years of experience that we've had tell us about how to do this kind of thing. So here's how to do it. Behind the scenes.
我就唔想再读啦。不过咧，呢啲材料咧就系累积咗多年嘅经验，然后写俾大家一步一步嘅去做嘅。
And so that's the process. If you're interested.
如果你有兴趣嘅话咧，呢度就系嗰啲嘅步骤。
Okay, the reason, yeah, that's fine. Let's move on to page 15.
15页.
Now, if you want to plan a network meeting, here are the 7 key things you need to plan.
如果你要计划开始一个网络嘅话呢，以下七个步骤要留意。
First, your focus. What are you trying to accomplish in this time?
第一，要一个好清晰嘅焦点嘅，你想完成啲乜嘢呢？
Secondly, what activity are you going to use that's going to engage participants as they warm up. I mean, as they begin.
第二咧就系点样开始嗰个嘅聚会咧？我哋话一啲热身嘅活动。
In cell group situations, they call that the icebreaker.
有啲人咧就叫做破冰嘅。
The skill training.
技巧嘅训练。
What's the skill? And what activities will help them to be able to develop that skill?
我哋啲组员需要咩嘅技巧咧？点样至帮助到佢哋建立到呢啲技巧咧
？Do you notice that you actually learned more about planning by trying to do an exercise and simply have somebody talk to you a lot about planning？
大家都留意咧，就系经过一轮嘅实习咧，你对计划嗰个认识咧，就系远超过你听点样去计划。
Then action planning, how are you going to help them to be able to apply this in their situation？
一啲行动方案系真系照顾到嗰个嘅实况。
If we were doing a real new church incubator meeting, we would have now given you some time to reflect on how you're going to use this planning process in your own ministry.
如果我哋真系从事一个嘅新堂培育所嘅网络聚会嘅时候咧，我哋仲会 問大家咧，就係、是、你呢啲計劃咗嘅程序咧，點樣喺你嗰個堂會裏邊去運用出嚟
？Then you also have to make plans for the relationships, the prayer, and the coaching.
咁另外我哋仲要計劃點樣去建立關係啊？嗰、那個禱告啊，以及教練嘅情況。
Now you can see that this type of a planning sheet would help you in development of a network. It also would help you in just regular old leader training, wouldn't it?
呢啲嘅計劃嘅表格咧，係可以幫助你咧，就係、是、去進行呢一啲嘅網絡聚會，甚至你日常嘅聚會。
All right, let's look at page 16.
16頁。
Keys to implementation.
推行嘅要素。
First off, you mobilize effective coaches. We've already talked about that.
第一，我哋已經講過嘅，點樣去動員一啲係有效嘅教練。
And you assess and select participants.
我哋評核佢哋啦，遴選佢哋啦。
Make sure that the participants are willing to make the commitments of being in a network.
要特別留意嘅咧，就係嗰啲嘅參與者咧，一定要有委身。
Keep in mind that these church planting networks are driven by the coaching and relationships, not the curriculum.
留意咧，就係整個直堂嘅運動咧，唔係靠一啲嘅課程，而係靠嗰個嘅教練同埋關係。
In fact, why don't you read out loud A, B, and C of number 3?
請我哋一齊大聲讀出三 A, B, C， 一齊讀啊！課程教內容來得重要，組員教內容來得重要，教練意識教內容來得重要。夠啦，唔該。
Okay. So you just don't run through the curriculum and finish. What you do is you set up relationships and coaching and support, and as you need, you can create other activities and things that people can do. That's the ongoing nature of a network.
所以唔好淨係話，嗰啲嘅內容我哋依書直説咁就得啦。其實要留意點樣去建立關係啦，點樣用活動啊，其他嘅內容咧去建立呢一個關係。
Now you'll notice in the New Church Incubator skills, there's a whole bunch of them, but there's not in any particular order.
你留意到嗰個新堂培育所裏面有成幾十個嗰啲嘅技巧嘅訓練咧，其實係有個次序嘅安排嘅。
They're organized in some sense of logical order, but what you really do is pick the one that's most appropriate for the people that you're trying to work with.
雖然呢啲嘅係有邏輯次序，但我哋用嘅時候咧，就揀一啲你嗰個組嘅組員有興趣嗰啲嘅技巧。
And in the New Church Incubator skills in particular, they're just centered around one verb like plan.Or pray, worship, disciple, multiply, those types of words.
整個嘅技巧訓練咧，全部係用單字去表達嘅，計劃啦、祈禱啦、繁殖啦等等咁樣嘅單字。
And those skills are applicable no matter what phase of development you are in the new church plant. Whether you're just starting out or whether you're way along the line, that skill has application no matter where you are.That way it'll be relevant for everybody.
呢啲嘅技巧咧，就係、是、無論你係嗰個心頭發展嘅階段去到邊個階段咧，都係適用嘅。
Number five, keep presentations brief and clear.
第五，你嗰個嘅演講咧要簡潔同埋清晰。
Seek to involve spouses and key leaders.
一定要讓你嘅配偶同埋信徒領袖嚟參與。
Somebody asked, where can you flex a little bit? You can flex a little bit on the spouses if, in fact, they're not intricately involved in the church planting process.
人問可唔可以呢度放鬆呢？咁呢就如果你嘅配偶唔參與呢個直堂嘅過程，咁又點呢？
But it is best whenever possible to get all these groups involved.
但理論上呢，就最好要讓呢啲人一同參加。
What you can't flex on is the coaches not being a part of the network.
如果你唔可以嘅话咧，咁就会有啲困难。
Maintain the spiritual dynamic。
第七，保持属灵嘅动力。
You want to make sure that everybody has intercession teams mobilized, and you devote lots of time in the meetings to prayer。
留意我哋每一个人都要用相当多嘅时间祷告。
And generally, you find that networks work best if they meet every 4 to 6 weeks。
呢啲嘅網絡如果能夠四至到六個禮拜見面一次咧，就能夠有最理想嘅效果。
For the New Church Incubator, monthly is the best.
新堂培育所咧就最好一个月见一次。
For the Parent Church Network, you could go a little less frequently.
母堂嘅网络咧可以长少少都唔紧要。
And so those are some of the keys to implementation.
呢啲咧就系要去实践嘅时候一啲主要嘅因素。
Now, what I'd like to do is answer any questions you might have at this time, and then I want to show you a couple things before you go into some planning.
现在就是问答的时间。
Any questions? Are you understanding everything now?
有没有问题或者已经全部明白？
All right.Do you want to ask something?
This few days, Bob, you have brought us a lot of challenges, especially in the internet. I think that this internet has not been implemented in Hong Kong. But yesterday, we heard you in many countries, like Honduras, Philippines, Latin America countries.他们是否有这么健全的系统来到去呢就是在那个直堂运动上面呢 就一路这么发展堂会呢那你怎样来回应香港现在就是这个直堂运动起飞还有呢建立这个网络之间一些的平衡呢
The question is how do we evaluate the Hong Kong situation in comparison to what's happening in the rest of the world? Philippines you mentioned, they're just starting. In fact, I just gave some training on that this week, and we have a couple of brothers from the Philippines up here these last 3 days to learn more about the implementation of these things. So they're just in process of starting to implement.But they are farther along in the church multiplication movement.
菲律賓咧就啱啱開始呢個直堂嘅運動。我上個禮拜咧就啱啱有一個禮拜咧就去分享喺研討會裏邊。咁佢哋都有兩位同工咧，就係今個禮拜過咗嚟咧，就繼續嘅學習。雖然佢哋係新推動呢個運動，但係佢哋個直堂運動咧就已經開始到好耐㗎啦。
Where Hong Kong is right now is still catching a vision for doing this.
香港的情况呢现在仍然是去接收这个意象。
But I think you're doing fine in taking the right next step.
我估你们已经可以进入第二步了。
But the critical issue is the vision for you. And the commitment then to start investing to see to it that it happens.
所以对你们来讲呢就是最重要就是那个意象和肯不肯投身入这个意象当中。
And the greatest investment will be in the investment of time of key leaders.
最大的委身和投资呢就是时间。
我有一个有关系的问题、可能不是每一个牧师一个同工可以即刻开始做这个网络的。但是可能都有些可以即时开始有这个负担这个意象啊。咁啊，系咪一个好嘅方法？就希望或者就快可以建立一个嗰个健康教会嘅网络，加一个牧会嘅网络，同埋一个嗰个 MCI 嘅网络，或者做一个示范咧，一个最初嘅开始。
Yes, I would suggest that you start the networks that are most appropriate for the needs.
我鼓励你们就是按照大家最迫切的需要来开始各种的网络。
So you may find a few that are ready to start here, then get one started there. You may have quite a few that need to be started here and start there. The main thing is start small, get it right, and then multiply it, just like you do in the cell group. Get the prototype working, then multiply. That's the principle.
只要有人有兴趣咧，就可以将佢哋埋堆开始。重要嘅原则咧，就系从小开始，做得啱咁样嚟开始。咁然后有一个典型嘅例子咧，将来就可以跟住做。
I would much rather you implement in a careful manner, so that 3 to 5 years from now you really have a strong coaching movement, lots of networks, lots of effectiveness, And you will if you build right now.
所以如果而家做得正確做得啱，三年之後咧，香港就會一個蓬勃嘅殖堂運動。
阿波即係講咗呢度三個網絡啦，咁其實我現在所知嘅就嗰個材料咧，主要係 PCN 同 NCI 嘅。咁同埋佢哋有好清楚嘅界定啦。PCN 就係一個堂會，佢想分極一個分堂啊，極一個堂會。NCI 咧就係佢本身咧係一個新嘅堂會嚇。咁但係 HCN 咧，其實香港可能大部分都係呢啲 HCN， 即係佢又未準備極一個堂會。它又不是一个两年之内的新堂会的。那他们究竟应该做些什么？就是是不是其实就是这些堂会叫做 HCN， 其实就是不健康的堂会，那希望它变成 PCN 呢？
That's good.
好问题。
You have to understand that I work largely on the church planting side of the equation. And the healthy church network principles have basically been taken from the church planting network idea and saying, how can we apply that over with the healthy church? So the healthy church concept is a little bit behind where the church planting side is.
我基本上都是用一些直堂的材料，健康堂会的要素其实都是在这里借用过来的。换言之，就是健康堂会就是这些直堂的一些基础来的。
Now I cautioned you about mixing the church planters that are just starting out and those that are like 3, 4, or 5 years down the road. There is no problem though if you want to take those that are 3, 4, and 5 years, cluster them together and utilize some of these things.In a healthy church network for them.
我曾經提醒過大家咧，就唔好將嗰啲新堂嘅同工同埋嗰啲正年嘅堂會嘅同工咧，就混埋一齊，因為咧就唔係咁容易做到。但如果你將嗰啲正年嘅堂會嘅同工組合而用咗 NCI 嘅材料咧，都得嘅。
And Hong Kong CRM is also developing materials to help in that regard. So I agree with you. There's a lot of need for this.But I would say don't just exclusively focus there. Find those that are ready to start with this and this and do that. Meanwhile, build wisely over here. So don't just say we have to get everybody healthy first, then we do it. Won't work. So start at the points of need.
教生咧都係做緊呢個材料俾大家運用嘅。咁我哋咧就做嗰啲嘅健康堂會網絡啦，就但係咧唔好淨係集中拍呢啲健康堂會網絡。咁咧就如果你要啲堂會健康，然後佢哋先至去直堂嘅話咧，你永遠做唔到嘅。所以咧就係同時揾出呢啲健康堂會網絡啦，同埋其他嗰啲嘅直堂母堂嘅網絡同埋分堂嘅網絡咧一齊去做。
我讲少少我自己个经验啦，因为我而家嗰个嘅侍奉咧，一方面系直堂，但另一方面咧就系帮助我哋宗派里边30多间已经成立咗好耐嘅堂会嘅，咁所以咧我就系处理埋即系呢一边嘅嘢。我发现咧好多时候咧，即系要喺处理嗰啲堂会嘅时候，嗰个嘅问题咧有好多唔同嘅因素令到系复杂好多。直堂咧就系你由新嘅开始。你可以建立一个健康嘅，咁就变咗咧系好简单啊！但一掂到佢已经成立个堂会咧，譬如话咧，如果个牧者本身咧，有时候佢自己系我哋叫 dysfunctional 啦，咁佢间教会又系一间 dysfunctional 嘅教会，咁就两个互相又嗰个有一个影响啊！呢个系一样可能。第二样嘢咧就系有啲嘅教会咧，特别我哋嗰个教会嘅结构系点样咧？譬如话地方性嘅教会或者民众制嘅教会咧。我哋如果要去做一啲呢啲嘢咧，又好难。譬如话你建立咗嗰啲好强嘅牧师，有时候嗰啲牧师又未必可以影响到嗰啲会众，因为啲会众话大事，又唔准个牧师去改变。明明有啲嘢改变咧，就可以做到将紧教会转翻过嚟，但系因为教会嗰个限制。喺我哋自己宗派里边咧，我哋仲未正式做到呢样嘅嘢，但我哋而家计划做一样嘢。嗱，讲出嚟俾你哋参考听一下。 咁就我哋係兩方面去做，一方面呢就頭先講過啦，如果牧師自己本身係唔係好 healthy 呢，啲教會都有問題，咁所以我哋就去兼顧嗰啲牧師嘅健康屬靈啊，佢哋嘅恩賜各方面，咁係一個好 constructive， 即係我哋每一個月一次係幫佢哋，就好似呢啲嘅 NCI 個。但另一方面呢，我哋而家喺個區會當中呢已經諗緊呢樣嘢呢，就係、是、叫做一啲叫做 restart， 就重新開始嘅。咁嗰個呢就好困難啦。嗱，嗰個困難喺邊度呢，就係、是、要睇唔同嘅宗派做唔同嘅方式。因為有啲教會我哋知道呢已經死緊㗎啦。即已經有四十幾年、五十幾年嘅歷史啦，一路都係向下去。咁我哋自己嘅裏面呢要決定嘅嘢呢，就係、是、呢，如果嗰間教會嘅領袖佢肯呢，就是说给我们区会去直接 take over， 那我们要他们所有的会章所有的东西呢行不行不再用，然后整班的 教牧啊或者是长执全部呢是要离开他们现在的职位，那就由我们找一对新的人进去来去做。那个是另一个方法，我们去处理一些现在有问题的教会。但是第三样呢，这样呢就更加是刺激香港的教会呢，我现在今晚就吃完饭之后我们知道的了，就我哋嗰边咧都要有好大勇气去做，有啲教会已经好有问题嘅咧，我哋系会嗰间教会咧叫佢即系闩咗门嘅，即系唔系叫执笠啊，即系咧教会亦都有一个 life cycle 嘅，好似有机嘅一个，我哋成日话有机，咁有机梗系有问题嘅，咁就如果嗰间教会一路有疾病，去到一个地方咧系真係有問題，唔可以再持續落去啦。我哋就會鼓勵嗰間教會啦。與其有一個好差嘅見證啦，不如我哋有一個好嘅情況下面咧，我哋就將間教會關閉咗佢。咁就都試過有啲嘅例子，試過發生，有啲唔係好開心，但有啲都係好積極嘅。咁就所以你去到呢個環節咧，我就覺得比較複雜啦。就唔同直旁咁單純咁簡單，可以就開呢啲嘅嘢。是不是不做呢？我觉得时时就不要向那个负面，我都说很多人离婚，我们现在不要讲结婚，不是我们更加要讲多些结婚，就更多 healthy family， 就是这个我想是我们那个看法。
Here is the counsel I would give you.
我的意见是这样。
When you start your first networks, start them with those that are reasonably healthy.
当你要开始一些网络的时候呢，就是那些堂会应该是相当健康的堂会。
Don't start with those that are struggling the most.
就不要呢，就那些挣扎求全的堂会开始。
If you do, you'll get sucked into a black hole and you may never be seen again.
如果你这样的方法开始呢，就会被吸入黑洞永不超生。
But rather start with those that have the potential in a relatively short period of time to become coaches.
咁咧就要留意嗰啲嘅堂会喺一段嘅时间就能够去再生，咁咧就去用嗰啲嘅教练。
In that way, you strengthen your base so that you'll be able to help more people over the long run.
长远嚟讲咧，你就系巩固咗你嗰个基础咧，就可以发展更多。
So don't try and advertise this so widely that the response comes in far more than you can serve.
千祈唔好咧就过度宣传，所有嘅问题嚟晒咧，咁你唔能够去面对嘅。
Start quietly and start strategically with the right ones.
有策略嘅拣选适当嘅堂会，静静地开始。
Then the multiplication will come more quickly.
然后繁殖就会更快嘅来到。
And you'll build up a broader base to minister to more needs.
咁你嗰个基础就阔啲嘅时候咧，整个运动就会发展得快啲。
If you didn't hear anything else in the entire week, please hear that.
成个礼拜乜都唔记得就好，净系要记得呢句。
Or we will be able to see your scars later. Never mind. Let's push on. Look at page 18.
第十八页。
Very important question for evaluation. Put stars on this page so that you know this is what you want to use to evaluate networks.
好重要嘅一课，请你喺度打粒星，点样去做评估嘅工作。
And so this is a very important page for evaluation.
评估嘅时候咧，呢一课咧就系一个好重要嘅文章。
And then on page 19.
第十九页。
This is talking about how to do multiplication.
有关繁殖问题。
What you do is make sure that you start apprenticing people, and so the church planters who have been through coaching, been through the network, become candidates to become coaches of the next batch of planters.
運用呢個建習嘅崗位咧，就讓將來嘅人咧都經歷過呢一啲嘅教練啦，或者係直堂工作啦，然後佢哋將來成為教練或者係推動者嘅時候咧，就更加有成效。
Look at page 20.
第20頁。
This is an action planning sheet that I'm going to give you 10 minutes to work on. But before you do that, look at page 21.
这个呢是一个的主要的方案表格，但是未做之前呢，我们看第21页。
Here's a startup checklist that you can use to get going.
是一个的检查清单，可以帮助你去顺利开始。
So I didn't go over these pages fast, but these last several pages are extremely important as you go about the implementation process.
虽然这几页我很快带过，但是呢就在整个过程当中，有关行动方案的建立当中呢，是相当重要的方面。
Study them carefully because every line on there is there for a real good reason. Don't skip stuff.
要小心的原读，每一行写低了呢，都有它那个的重要性的，不要快乐了。
Meanwhile, let's look at page 20 and get into some groups that are appropriate to you and begin this process of discussing how you might implement this.
现在呢就是回到第20页，找几个人熟的，就是组成一个小组呢，然后用一些时间呢去看看怎样去写这个的方案出来。
One of the things you'll probably need to do is set an appropriate date for further planning to think about how you're going to implement this.
其中一个的建议呢，就是你一路倾的时候呢，就是另定开会日期，完了研讨会之后继续努力。
And at 4:30, I'm going to turn it over to Lux Bai to share some of the resources and connections and where we can go from here in this whole process.
4:30, 我们会继续在这里想想全香港的大计，就需要借用各位的脑袋。好，现在是可以分组，我们有些的行动方案的设计。我就俾啲拋磚引玉啦，係玉。咁啊，初步諗咧就係都要開始嘅。如果唔開始呢啲網絡咧，就係得個吉係咪玉？咁啊，開始嘅時候咧，點樣開始法咧係玉？咁我估計咧就係分兩條路線開始啦。唔同意出聲啊，即刻出聲都唔緊要，一舉手啊，即刻俾個咪你啊玉。咁就一條線咧，就阿 Ben 地嗰個小組教會網絡，佢已經開始咗幾年咧。就是因为他们教会的组织呢，就是属于小组教会的组织。所以他听到Bob 那个讲法呢，就觉得可能是那个设计会有点不同的。所以他们那边的路线呢，就会那个监督就等于那个教练这样的模式去进行。这个呢是其中一条线。如果你发觉你的教会是都需要这样的话，或者是可以用这样的方式去参与的话呢，那么就可以在那条线里面去发展的。咁至於其他唔係小組教會嗰啲嘅教會咧，係咁，咁咧就係我哋會用另外一條線，即係第二條線咁樣去發展啦，係咁。咁啊，第二條線嘅發展咧，就係由於我哋啲非小組嘅教會咧，就係中派林立啊，有浸信會咧，有宣道會啦，神召會啦，乜嘢會都有啊咁。咁我哋點處理咧？係咁。咁我就初步嘅建議咧，就係如果有足夠的堂會有興趣，我們開一組的 Parent Church Network， 一組的兩組我們可能吃不消的，除非你願意做那個教練。那就看看那個反應怎樣。一組就是三至五間的堂會，如果沒有三間就開不成，是吧？超過五間我們會想一下有沒有教練，沒有教練就真的不開的，請大家饒恕。咁咧就一組咧就係 NCI， 一組 NCI 咧就係都係三戰個教會，即是話咧你個堂會成立係兩年以內嗰啲咧先至可以考慮嘅，如果唔係咧就係揈咗你入去嗰個健康堂會網絡㗎啦咁。咁啊第三個呢度另外一組啦，咁第三個網絡咧就係 Healthy Church Level 健康堂會網絡，嗰度我哋可以考慮咧就係三組到啦。如果每組三戰個教會咧，嗰度有十。有9至15個教會，所以我估計我收回來的20份的問卷呢，就應該是可以開一組、一組、三組。那這樣的時候呢， 我哋就需要咧，就系三个推动者，或者五个推动者，三个至五个推动者。我哋需要双倍嘅教练，即是话六个至到十个嘅教练，咁样去做嘅时候，咁大家有乜嘢回应咧？系咁啊，俾大家表示下意见啦。咁系啊，周牧师。
可唔可以考虑系呢个考虑用分区呢？因为神好恩待我哋天水围啊，我哋而家有八个堂会，咁我哋就有每开始咗两个月，就每个礼拜三晏昼十二点半到一点半系我哋大概十一二个同工，大家有一个祈祷会，咁啊司牧师同我都系其中嘅。咁我哋就有八个堂会，但系有六个系经常出席嘅。但我哋天水围，你知道全部嘅堂会都系过去呢三年零开始嘅，所以严格讲起嚟都系算系呢个新开嘅堂会。咁会唔会系一个即系譬如我哋已经有咗根基啦？咁我哋呢几个就都系新堂会，大部分都系三十五十人崇拜之间嘅，除咗一间之外。咁變咗都係已經好合呢一個嘅MCI。咁如果譬如我哋已經喺嗰度咧，同一個區有個好處咧，我哋大家都係十零分鐘嘅 walking distance， 大家行都唔使坐車咧，只係十分鐘、五分鐘嘅距離，咁就變咗大家方便好多，慳好多時間。咁變咗我哋已經有一個好有成開始嘅一個條件。咁變咗如果我哋開始，就教新派人嚟協助，咁樣又變咗係一個成為一個pilot 一個嘅導航嘅一個咁嘅MCI， 咁然後你哋再喺其他屯門或者其他區又開始類似嘅，我發現同區嘅時候就慳好多來往交通嘅時間，大家嗰個關係都密切好多，因為見面多咗嘅時候個關係就容易發展好多。我觉得这个可能是一个可行的办法。
好，麻烦周牧师的意见。如果要跟进周牧师的意见，就是天水围需要开一至两个 network 网络。就是如果是有些堂会无心的，就是不要受他玩字，就因为会拖慢了整个进度。就有心的话就是开一至两个，就需要就是一至两个 facilitator，就两个至四个嘅教练啦，系咁。咁需要有咁样嘅人手咧，我哋至开得。有边位自动请缨去做推动者同埋做教练，举举手样一样就得噶啦。
嗱，其实就我哋都好想咧，就啲同工既然咧就喺呢一度都喺呢个研讨会里边咧有一齐个学习，咁咧我谂有两个途径啦，就系、是、第一咧我哋自己试下，即系揾一啲嘅教会或者自己咧嘅教会咧嚟到去帮，即系喺自己宗派里边啊去帮一帮佢啊，自己试下做下教练先啊咁啊。另外一方面咧就系、是。即教生都愿意咧，就即喺几个组别嘅里边咧，我哋都尝试嚟到去咧即吸取啲嘅经验，点样嚟到 facilitator 啊、coach 啊等等咁。咁但系另外一条线咧，就系、是、我哋一路尝试紧啦。咁但系其实咧，就好多人都冇嚟呢个嘅聚会嘅。咁我谂咧，呢个意象同埋咧呢个行动咧，都需要继续不断咁去讲去深化。咁入等啲。有兴趣嘅人继续加入，或者咧继续即系提高佢哋嘅所谓兴趣啊、意志啊嚟到去咧，大家有嗰种嘅联系嘅网络。咁我相信咧就两条线咧都要行。咁所以我俾阿 Ben 一个挑战咧，嗱你星期日同埋星期一咧，唔单止就同嗰班同工咧有一啲时间去倾下呢个网络，亦都咧真系将呢一个咁嘅。直堂的运动呢就即是挑战下那班的同工，即是使他能够呢觉得我都是需要呢有一个 coach 啊，即是使到我的
教会或者我的同工队伍里面呢都有互相看守那种的作用。
我呢就全职牧会了18年了，在18年里面呢我就直过3个堂会，但是呢我就从即是 before 这个 seminar 之前呢就没什么机会好像有这么具体的学习那么多，那我记得我自己年轻的时候呢就是一学眼泪的，这侍奉呢就是我觉得现在牧会呢就是最舒服的时候，即、就是最叹的时候，在大职堂的时候是最孤单人手啊是相当不容易的时候。咁所以我觉得呢应该将呢一个嘅即係个 level 呢我就觉得关注喺比较即係年轻嘅同工身上最好。即係用分区嗰个呢唔係 work， 而係呢好似头先嗰位啊周牧师咁嘅经验呢，佢嗰啲就佢冇咩 depression 嘅可能。咁但係嗰啲年轻嗰啲佢嘅 skill， 佢嘅 relation， 同埋佢自己嘅 personal development 都未曾即係成熟嘅。咁特別係需要人哋扶一把，我覺得嗰啲所以年輕啲嘅或者係比較經驗上面係佢自己有咁嘅需要提出嚟嘅，我哋應該係幫一幫佢咁樣。我自己咧就覺得可行咧就教身咧就將即係個 coach 同埋嗰個嘅需要係即係嗰啲嘅 church planter 咧，就好似兩個 registration 咁樣。即係佢當然佢可以就如李牧師話喺佢個宗派裏面揾到一啲嘅佢信任嘅年長啲嘅弟兄姊妹咧，係可以幫到佢嘅，即係一個可以行嘅啦。咁但係我就關注到嗰啲係，譬如佢係一啲比較獨立啲嘅堂會，佢又唔係認識太多嘅信任得嘅長者，可能教身係好似即係喺兩個即係註冊啊下邊裏邊將佢 matching 咁樣適合咁樣，可能係。即是我自己提出一个 option。
唔该。请澳门嗰啲讲讲好吗？黄嘉怡你出嚟讲讲你哋有咩大计呀？我哋要俾啲女士们去出下声先得。
其实我哋已经约咗牧师嚟澳门同我哋一齐嘅。咁其實我哋會同澳門有幾個熟嘅教會咧，都會開始一齊聚一聚，會傾下呢個問題，同埋都會從澳門聖經學院嘅同學開始，因為熟我哋，咁就容易啲去講啦，同埋大家後生啲就容易啲講，咁所以都係從年青嘅傳道人開始咯。
如果有興趣嗰啲報定名，你會發覺咧就係喺黑板嗰啲咧就係即係咁上下就開檔嗰啲噶啦。阿胡牧师，你哋宣道会有咩大计？
咁而家讲嘅都系言之过早，我谂喺我哋嗰个宗派里边嚟讲，即系我计划就会系即系有好多嘢需要分出啦，即系谂得好详细。如果唔系一开始就一镬熟就唔好啦。咁就我谂由细开始做，咁我开始会做嘅 NCI， 因为我哋。即是每一年都有几间新堂成立，比如我们去年就有七间新堂成立，那我们就是将那七间新堂里面就鼓励那些的在七间新堂的同工里面去 join 一个 NCI 的一个系统。那我们首先这个重点会放在 NCI， 因为是新堂，那么由新做起是容易一点。那而 PCN 的 level 就会比较困难一点，因为有些有实力的堂会，比如北村啊、全村啊等等，他自己都已经有很有直堂的经验。变咗佢哋都已经系 self motivate， 未必系好需要咧一个外在嘅动力咧，系帮助佢哋直堂。咁可能系一啲独立嘅堂会或者一啲咧中型嘅堂会咧，系需要咧系将佢哋继续 push。但整体嚟讲，我哋嗰个嘅直堂意识咧都算系相当高，所以咧如果佢直堂嘅话咧，佢就会直堂噶啦。咁所以我谂嗰个嘅做法就我谂嗰个关注点就系、是、特别喺个 coaching 嗰度咧，同埋我哋人手嘅安排上边，比方我哋。直堂组，但我直堂组所有嘅同工基本上咧都系就堂主任，即差唔多个个都系堂主任啦。咁就变咗喺咁嘅情况里边咧，就系嗰个嘅 time 嘅，即系嗰个嘅 available 入边一个嘅问题啦。我哋点样能够去培训一啲嘅教练？ 咁向我哋跟住我哋会去思想嘅就系、是，会唔会我哋点样样喺我哋嘅宣道会里边去 recruit 一啲嘅童工，佢系有心做教练，而我哋俾咗佢啲教练嘅训练，咁以致咧就可以喺嚟紧日子里边咧就有嗰个嘅 coaching， 而我哋直堂组，比方我或者其他童工咧就扮一个即系 facilitator 嘅一个嘅角色，咁就变咗可能咧系喺嗰个嘅发展上边咧会做得更加好。
大家唔好系啊！要俾一个奖最有活力嘅牧师应该系边个咧？啊，不如请阿 Ben 出嚟讲下你哋听完之后有啲乜嘢嘅大计啊，可以激励下我哋。
我哋本来咧就好想好快开始，不过叫牧师话叫我哋唔好咁快开始，佢叫我哋慢慢嚟，所以我哋决定唔做啦。
但我冇讲错嘅，即系最具活力奖嘅，应该系嘛？
我哋冇乜大计，今晚咧就约咗啲委员会同Bob 再倾多几个钟头，咁啊希望可以落实呢个观念喺我哋而家网络。咁啊，因为我哋已经有网络大约100间教会，不过就好松散嘅。咁啊，佢呢个观念好好啊，因为有几种嘅网络，咁啊，从未谂过原来有几种嘅网络。咁啊，如果唔系几种嘅网络，就系真系好难做。咁啊，就可能呢个 cam 入边咧，我啱啱星期日就会入 cam， 咁啊有大约60个同工会入 cam， 咁亦都系呢个。咁我哋拍住佢就希望入 cam 嚟讲，倾一倾。咁啊 ，cam 嚟讲，我哋就会可能会倾一倾，到底我哋属于边度咧？系嘛？咁啊，即系我哋系 NCI 咧，定 ACN 定 PCN 咧？咁我觉得可能我哋需要再多两个 category。咁啊，有一个 category 咧就系健康转型教会，即系不嬲系健康嘅教会，但系佢而家想转型做细胞小组教会，咁我哋只要协助佢转型。咁啊，另外一个咧就系不健康而轉型緊嘅教會，因為佢不嬲不健康，不過佢轉型緊或者轉型咗嘅，咁所以唔係單單幫佢轉型，仲要幫助佢成為健康教會。咁啊，跟住有個健康嘅教會咁樣咯，咁啊就即係可能要大家傾一傾喺邊個 category， 跟住咧我哋要大家一齊 strategize 60。几个同工一齐谂下，即系我哋点可以做起呢一样嘢出嚟咁样样。咁而家咧，咁最少都我相信已经，我喺我脑海里边，即系大约谂到嘅人咧，起码都有十几个可以做 coach 嘅，即系都可以做 coach。咁啊 facilitator 起码有几个可以做到。咁我相信我哋都可以开几个咁样嘅做。
好感謝主啊，即係好激勵啊，即係趙牧師放心啊。
真正傳播係一所非牟利基督教傳播機構，我哋嘅意象係透過多媒體製作、網絡同埋文字事工，叫無數嘅華人都能夠認識基督信仰，並且成為基督嘅門徒，榮神益人。感謝神，機構每年嘅經費同埋製作開支，神一直透过教会同埋信徒供应我哋。如果你认同我哋嘅意象，我哋诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我哋嘅事工伙伴，好让我哋能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要嘅产品，为大家带嚟生命嘅改变同埋转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构嘅网页 www.gnci.org.hk。去了解奉献和支持我们的方法，愿神赐福给你。